A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, cuatro.
You ruined it.
All right, guys, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Not our neatest intro, but not our messiest either. So
really, at least we've done a lot worse.
It's definitely not our messiest intro. All right, just get you guys are used to it. Okay, whatever. Hi, my name is Vanessa, and with me, as always, guys, the King's back together.
Yay!
With me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hola.
And this is our anniversary episode. Yay! So
inside fireworks. I'm using quills as inside fireworks.
Oh, it's gonna be one of those episodes. All right, cool.
Mary saw a picture of me smiling today, and he was like, "Is this what?"
That was such a genuine reaction of his too. By the way, he's like, "Oh my god! Like she looks really pretty. Like this is the prettiest."
I didn't know what to do with that compliment. I was like. Is this like, I don't, what
it
do I?
It wasn't sarcastic.
What do I say to those? I'm just not used to Derry complimenting me ever.
So BFF and move on.
basically.
So in case you guys have been living under a rock, not paying attention to the things we say, we are based in South Florida. And our anniversary was actually a couple weeks ago on
September 8th, I want to say.
No, I think it was the 13th.
We were right smack in the middle of a hurricane.
It was September 13th was our anniversary. That was the date that our very first episode aired. So yes. Happy anniversary, mamas.
Happy anniversary.
And yeah, we were smack dab in the middle of Hurricane Irma, so we didn't get a chance to record our anniversary episode or celebrate together. So that's what we're going to do today. Yay. So we are 46 episodes in.
We've saved our special wine.
One whole year later. And today we are drinking a very special wine for two reasons. One, this was a gift from a listener.
Yes.
So Diana, thank you so very much for getting this for us. She went all the way to Disney and thought of us while she was there. She actually said that I think they were getting food and it was like right by the register. So she's like, I'm going to buy this for the girls.
Yay.
So Diana. Thank you. Thank you so much for thinking of us, Diana. We really appreciate it. So if you haven't picked up on my clues, she brought us back wine from Disney. It's Once Upon a Vine is the name of the wine. And this one is the Big Bad Red Blend. And it is a California red wine. Oh, cute. The back says, who's afraid of the Big Bad Red Blend? Us. Hell no. We love the big round flavors of California reds, and this blend is one of our winemaker's favorites. Oh, I thought it was more fun.
Oh,
just kidding.
What, you mean it didn't like give a specific?
I thought it was gonna be like a little poem, like
oh
Or like
kind of when you wanted me to ask Snow White what lipstick color it was. She was going to give me some snarky Disney answer.
Yes. Well, it does at the end. It's velvety rich and sumptuous on the palate. The ripe berry and chocolate flavors meld into an aroma so enticing, you might even say, my, what a big nose you have.
Oh, see, they won it at the end.
They gave it to me at the end. I'm okay with that.
that's what she said.
No, Vanessa's not having it, folks.
I'll allow it. So thanks again, Dee. We are super excited for this, and we saved it for a very special episode. It's very special. It is our anniversary episode, guys.
But it's not only that, we had like the hurricane. We also
We were split up.
I was like on my deathbed practically.
Yeah, she was like on round 28. Of antibiotics.
My whole family got sick, including my parents. My brother into the house. We had to take Lincoln to the ER 3 times. David and I each had to go to urgent care twice.
Just winning all around.
Yeah, we had like 6 hospital visits in the span of a week.
Lovely.
So
while she was dealing with that, I was dealing with evacuating from the state of Florida because there was a giant ass storm coming. And we talked about it a lot with Steph, so I don't want to go too much into it. But we drove to North Carolina, me, my mom, my 2 kids. Took us 36 hours from door to door. And that was really fun. Sophie still hasn't like forgotten it. Today she was like, mommy, remember in the car? We were in the car for a very, 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 very. And I'm like, get to the end already. And 1,000 more varies later.
We get the point.
Yeah.
But it sounds appropriate, the number of varies she's giving.
Yeah, it sounded about like she did 36 varies. And she goes, very long time. And I was like, yes, baby, we were in the car for a very long time. She's like, it was very boring. And I'm like, I know.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah. Poor thing. She's like really saddened when we got back and she saw all the damage, like all the downed trees. Because by the time we came back, it had already been like a week since the storm had passed, so everything was already starting to turn brown. And she was like, mommy, the storm kicked the trees over. And I'm like, that's exactly what the storm did. It kicked all the trees over.
Irma just like to play ping pong with everybody, just pow.
Yeah. And then Christy was displaced from her home because they left their house to go to an apartment.
Yes, it was a higher elevation apartment, and a little bit more of a closed structure just in case, because I didn't want to leave Miami because I just didn't want to deal with all that craziness, because I knew that your kids would sit in a car for 36 hours. Mine would probably not. And I didn't really know where to go and all that stuff. And I didn't want to deal with that. I should have come with you.
You could have come with me. You and Nate totally could have come with me.
Yeah. But luckily we were only out of the house for like 3 days, 2.5 days. And then we got to go home and our house was perfectly fine. Thank God.
Yeah. I think all of us were very lucky. It sounds like such a wrong word to say, but we were all very lucky that nothing happened to our homes, to the physical building. Nothing happened. We lost some trees. Not a big deal.
Yeah. My car got scratched up a bit, but that's like
not a big deal.
Nothing. Can't even put in a thing that's under my deductible. It's not worth it.
So yeah, so that was, I mean, you know, our hearts go out to all of the people affected, especially now Puerto Rico, that they were just battered.
Yeah, because like seeing what happened, like Irma was bad. The Keys are just destroyed.
Yeah.
But seeing what happened to Puerto Rico and now Mexico and Japan and
guys, I'll take a hurricane over all the other natural disasters just any day because you can see it coming.
Yeah, that's
at
the
least
only thing.
You can run if you need to.
You can leave, you can hide, you can go somewhere.
Yeah, like you have time to figure your shit out. Tornadoes come out of nowhere, earthquakes come out of nowhere. I don't do so well in the snow, so yeah. Give me all your hurricanes. I'll take them.
No,
it's fine.
But yeah, it's a very surreal time right now, I think, for a lot of South Florida.
We actually have some fall foliage colors because all the downed trees are starting to turn brown.
And we've already been told that they're not going to be. It is. They're not going to be picked up for like another month. So yeah. That is our fall.
I need to get FEMA approved for that.
Well, yeah. I'm really scared of some dumbass with fireworks because we all know that my neighborhood ain't shy of using fireworks. So I'm a little bit scared for those people.
The good thing about that is that, like, it rains a lot here. So, you know, wet shit can't burn.
Yeah, but it's really dry right now.
Yeah.
So, supposed to rain a lot this week. We'll see. Oh, also, today's Monday. FYI, we're recording on a random day. It's Monday.
Because I finally had to get out of here. I was like, I was dealing with so much shit that I was like, you know what? I need to go away for the weekend. So I took my kid to Disney. Yay.
And she found a rose gold
ear. And I found the rose gold ears.
High five, sister.
Okay, so I stalked the rose gold ears.
I know. I told you I had faith in you.
Did you? But you saw like my polo progression.
Yeah. You were like, I'm the kid.
I sent my husband and my son to the Indiana Jones show because I've seen that 65,000 times and I don't want to see it anymore. So now he has a buddy to take.
Did you go to Magic Kingdom by yourself?
No.
Okay.
I went to... No. Actually, right after I bought the ears is when I started feeling shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Disney Magic held out until you found the ears. Disney was like, okay, she found the ears. Okay, now you can feel better.
So, I was like, oh, let me just like go in because to me, like the Emporium is probably the best store, but
the big one on Main Street, yes, correct?
But the one in Hollywood Studios comes pretty close. And yeah. Hollywood Studios has a lot of really good stores too. So I kind of went.
They have like that one store that's all Star Wars stuff.
They have the all Star Wars stuff.
And Star Wars stuff is really cool compared to the Star Wars stuff.
I would do my entire house if I could.
And the other store that's awesome is the Villain store. It's there on Sunset Boulevard. It's really cool. So I went to the store there because like I've always gotten like pretty good stuff there, and I asked them like, before I go crazy looking for them, do you have any rose gold ears here? And she told me, she's like, no, but they got a shipment this morning at the Emporium. You might have a chance of still getting it, but normally they're gone in like 20 minutes. Right. Like people get word of them and then like they buy like
a thousand.
Whatever. Yeah.
So they can upsell them on eBay.
So I wasn't going to leave right then and there to go get the ears. Like we were going to have lunch and then we were going to head over. It was probably going to be like another hour and a half or so before we got to Magic Kingdom. So David was like, go look for the ears. And I was already like, oh, they're probably not going to have them, but like, let me at least go ask. So I walked into the Emporium and I'm walking to the register and I'm like, do you have? And I looked down at the counter and I was like, oh, never mind. And she's like, yeah, we got a shipment of 3,000 in today. They were limiting people to 10.
Jesus, that's still a lie.
I considered buying 10 of them.
Of course you did.
I bought 4.
Well, and no, I looked.
Did I buy 4? I buy 4. I bought 4.
And yeah. I looked on eBay.
But they're more expensive than the regular ears, though, right?
They're 25.
And the regular ears are what, 20?
Well, so the sequins ears, any ears that have like a lot of sequins, they have
them in hot pink.
They have hot pink, they have silver, and they have, I want like a gold too, like a yellow gold.
Yeah, that one, I kept getting confused last time I went by the yellow gold. I was like, gold. Wrong gold. It's like shiny.
Yeah, like the silver ones are plentiful. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
and then
they have
the mini
so basic
black with red and white in sequin. Like
which I'm debating that one because that one looks like.
But the bow is red and white sequin. So any of the sequin ones are because they're like a luxe.
Yeah, I have the hot pink ones that look like candies.
Yeah, because I have my Maleficent ears and I have my Harley ears. Like they're not.
Yeah, but those aren't real.
Ears. But then I have my mini. I have my Cinderella ears that are official ones. Mm-hmm. But I think I want those mini ones too. The like black sequency with mm-hmm. little bow.
And nobody knew what lace ones.
I think they only take them out at night.
They might.
They're not so scary.
They might have them for not so scary.
Yeah, and
because it's the ears are black lace and there's a black lace bow.
Mm. Are you sure they're Disney and they're not like Etsy?
No.
Etsy.
Everybody, no, that it was the Disney fashionista that posted it like at Not So Scary.
Gotcha.
They might be a Not So Scary exclusive. Like they only take them out for that.
They have that one and they have one with a veil.
I've seen the veil one. That one I've seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like a Wednesday Addams veil. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that. But yeah, so I got them. And I went back to Magic Kingdom the next day because I had already gotten there like around 2, mm-hmm. like 1:30, 2 o'clock. And there were still a good amount for them having gotten a shipment this morning. And they had a whole rack of them out. Like they had stuff by the register, but then they also had like a spinning thingy of them. And I went back the next day just to peek in to see. Well, and I also bought an Alex and Ani bracelet the next day.
As you do.
As one does. But it was gone. They had already replaced it with like the regular ones. So,
you left... You left MGM, went over to Magic Kingdom.
And then we stayed at Magic Kingdom. Well, I left in an Uber at around 6 o'clock, but that's because I was dying. Yeah. But
did you have to go with your like the family to Magic Kingdom?
No, they didn't get in until Saturday afternoon. So David and I went out day ahead because we knew, because they were staying like Saturday through Wednesday, and we knew we weren't going to stay past Sunday. So we did like a half day with them on Sunday, and we did dinner with them Saturday night.
Oh, because I was going to say, I was like...
And we did Chef Mickey's breakfast for my little nephew's birthday. Yeah. So
because I was going to say, I was like, did everybody like trips over to like, excuse us, we're going to look for yours.
We have to go to Magic Kingdom now.
Oh, if I would have been with them, if I would have been with my family, I would have just gotten on a bus by myself and gone. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to disturb like, everybody's plan.
That Link and Dave were in Indiana Jones, I'm like, did she leave them there?
The show's not that long. The show's only like 35 minutes.
No, but I would have been like, listen, I'm going to get on a bus. I'll meet you over there. Like, you're fine.
Well, no, I wasn't going to check that. We were planning on going to Magic Kingdom anyway. So it was just.
All right. So he could have just met you there later.
So right.
Not a big deal.
So, but anyway, yeah.
And that's when mommy gets a break.
Well, I took a stroll. Like, I took my time through the stores.
That's really nice.
I went to Starbucks and I sat down by myself and I went to the bathroom, not rushed.
Oh my God. Luxury. We got to go to the bathroom like alone.
Like
in a
clean Disney bathroom stall. So, what?
Text. This is a text.
But like, from this morning.
I can just imagine just like. Sitting there, like, how sad is that? Okay, this is like a fantasy.
Yeah, that's how sad this is, that we're like, oh my God, you went to the bathroom alone.
Well, who was I talking to the other day that I was like, do you remember what Kristen Bell says in Bad Moms? And I who the fuck was I talking to about this the other day? It was in the car. I was like, David? Oh, I was on the phone. I was on the phone with somebody. I was on the phone with my friend Jessica, who has a 2-year-old. I was like, we're talking about like we've been trying to get together for like several weeks, and I'm just like, I just need like what Kristen Bell says in Bad Moms. I just want like a car accident that's like not a big car accident, like nothing that's enough to kill me or anything like that, or like seriously paralyze me or something like that. But I want something that's enough that I'm going to need like a week in the hospital so I can just sleep and watch TV and everybody will leave me the fuck alone.
And I did like her added bonus at the end, and it's covered by my insurance.
And it's covered by my insurance.
That's the big one there.
Yeah, I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. But you know, with insurance nowadays, you probably like 2 days and they kicked you out.
Yeah.
No, I have
good. But 2 days is still nice.
I'll take two days. I'll take fucking 12 hours. I don't care. I just want
to. Oh, I have a call. I need to go to urgent care. I'll be right back.
Listen, I never understood what my boss once told me when I was first pregnant with Nathan. And I was like, I don't know, because, you know, going back to work, I don't know how long I'm going to be. And I think I just have to come back. I only have like 6 weeks paid. And then I'm going to take like an extra 2 weeks of vacation time that they can pay me for. And I guess like after 2 months, I'll come back to work and this and that. And I was like all depressed about it. My boss just like looked at me and she goes, you do understand I have 3 children and I have twins. And I'm like, yes. And she goes, you want to come to work? And I was like, yes. Oh, I'm like, what do you mean? But I'm going to want to. And she goes, they're amazing. And you would love to spend all your time with them. But that's what school is invented for.
Yes.
And that's why.
You guys remember last year when Sophie started pre-K and Oliver started daycare. And I was like, oh, my God. They're in daycare. And I'm so sad. I spent 10 days with those motherfuckers. I was like, school needs to open tomorrow. Like, I need that to go back to school.
I remember you were like, so what's it? What are they saying?
Is like, Chrissy, is it open? Is school open? Because this is what I'm seeing, and this is not. No, they need to. Are they open? Because I need to bring them back to school.
Yeah,
yeah, they're open. Back to school, bitches. Bye bye.
I was so excited when they called. Like, it was. We got back to the house after the storm on Monday. And I had Monday and Tuesday off from work, even though like I was told to report back to work for Tuesday already, but, I had already taken Monday and Tuesday. So I told my boss, I'm like, oh no, I'm going to stay because Nathan doesn't have school. It's his school's closed. And I was like, okay. So then Tuesday morning, I was just like midday, I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? I haven't heard from Nathan's school yet. I'm like, I'm going to give him a call. And I called and they answered the phone. I was so excited. I was like, hello. And I'm like, are you guys open? They're like, no, we're not open right now, but we have power. We are taking down the shutters. We're doing a little bit of cleanup because some trees and stuff like that fell. But we're totally okay to open tomorrow. And I was like, literally, one, super excited. Two, next words out of my mouth. Do you need anything? I will bring you anything that you need. Do you need bread? Supplies?
Do you need food? Supplies? Do you I have batteries.
Like, do you guys need anything? Like crayons, paper. I don't care. What do you need? I will go find it and just take my child, please. Take
please,
him.
Please take him. And like the mom with the Target video is like, you want pencil?
Yes.
I'll buy you pencil. You want a pincher? Teacher, you want this rug? I will buy you this beautiful rug for your house. You need a microwave? I will buy you a microwave. And I'm like, yes, yes. Buy her that microwave. Teacher, you buy whatever she needs.
You're taking my child
you want some Tide? You want some Tide?
You're taking my child for seven hours a day?
Yes.
And you're running him all over the place? And he's listening to you?
Yeah. And he sits and he helps. I'm like so blown away when I get to the school and the teacher's like, Oliver is so about organization and he's so about following the schedule and his routine. And I'm like, is there another child here named Oliver? Because that's not how do you do this? Like, please teach magic. Me how you do this so I can implement this at home. And I think I've told you, I've started, like, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, like, when I drop him off, like, he sits in one of the smaller tables at school in the morning. And when he gets there, he's usually, like, the first kid at his table. So I always feel bad leaving him alone because, like, all the other tables, there's, like, three tables. All the other tables have, like, two, three, four kids at each table. And then he's sitting alone at his little table. I'm like, I don't like leaving him eating alone. So I'll sit with him for, like, 5-10 minutes. So he gets it, so he gets his food and then he chases me out and I have to like try to leave three times while he chases me and I bring him back, chases me and I bring him back. So like I'll sit with him and then like I watch the teacher and then like the kids will be like sitting incorrectly or they're doing something wrong and she'll be like, excuse me, is this correct behavior? And with that tone, and I'm like, and I'm watching and they're like, no teacher. And she's like, well, sit safely and correctly and finish your breakfast. And I'm like, and they turn around and they do it. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so fucking amazing. Like, I need to know.
What is this sorcery?
Yes. I'm like, how? So then like I've started doing that at home when Oliver starts doing something and I'm like, Oliver, is this correct behavior? And then he looks at me with this face and he's like,
you're not supposed to say that.
And he's like, no, bitch.
He goes, no.
And like, but he looks at me like he stops doing what he's doing, whatever it is that he's doing. He may not respond to me the way he responds to his teacher, but it does stop the bad behavior without me screaming. And I'm like, cool. In the arsenal it goes. Oliver, is that correct behavior? And he goes, no. But like, I can tell that he's thinking, bitch. No. And I go, do the right thing or do whatever it is you need to do. And he's like, okay. And then he like goes off and annoys his sister some more with something else. So I'm learning from the teacher a little bit.
Yeah. The other day, my mom, we dropped off Nathan at school and she like things you say to kids, like just, okay, Nathan, be good. You know, listen to teacher, you know, be a good boy today. Be a good listener, you know, listen. And he like ran off. He's like, okay, mom. And he like ran off and like sat at the table and like started to play or whatever. And the teacher goes, oh, don't worry about him. He always listens. Whenever we tell him to go over here, he always goes where we tell him. And he stops and he always says, please and thank you. And this is that. He sits down and he helps clean up. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? The please and thank you, I got that.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That we did. I can take credit for that one. I know that happened. So it's like, what do you say? Like, I got that one. But I'm like, he comes when you call him, and he like sits. Excuse me.
Okay. But apparently, this good behavior thing with other people,
I've heard that though.
It continues all the time because I had this conversation with my aunt while we were in her house, and she's like, I don't understand it because her middle child, my cousin Victoria, who I love to death, but she's like definitely the quote unquote wild one of her two sisters. And she's like, so Vicky went away. They all went to somebody's lake house for like a week. And
that is the whitest fucking thing I've ever heard.
They lived in Wisconsin when this happened. And now they live in
North Carolina. That is the whitest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. So they went to somebody's lake house, whatever. And like the mom, I think it was for a weekend or something, or spring break. I don't remember what it was for. But like halfway through the trip, the mom that was staying, like the owner of the house, called my aunt and was like, I just need to tell you that Victoria is the nicest child. She helps, she offers to help clean up all the dishes after every meal. She washes dishes, she helps put things away. And my aunt was like, is there another Victoria in the group? Like, that's not my daughter. You're not calling. She's like, when my aunt got the phone call, she's like, what the fuck did my kid do? And mm-hmm. she's like, no, your kid's awesome. So apparently the whole your children behave better for other people thing,
it sucks, I'd rather them not be assholes in front of other people.
Speaking of assholes.
Oh, this could go down a lot of different places.
I brought my own Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, there's still cookie dough from the other day if you want. It's in the fridge. Speaking of assholes, Christy and I went to a birthday party this weekend. A former coworker of ours.
Other people's assholes' kids?
Bro, the fucking... Larry got into it, like, fighting with one of the kids.
With a kid?
With a kid.
Bro, don't get down to that level.
I can't blame him, though, because I almost did, too. But I, like... Christy can attest to it. Like, it's not even...
It wasn't an overreaction.
It was not an overreaction at all.
I'm surprised he held out as long as he did.
Yeah.
Because I was, at one point, like, I would have hit the kid. Like, he didn't hit the kid. But
well, like, yeah, I was getting into an argument. Not an argument, but I was, like, trying to correct a kid's behavior. As much as I hate correcting other people's children's behavior.
Or were this kid's parents?
Oh!
Okay, the first time Neri got into it with the kids, because Christy and I were inside the house. Jeff and Neri were outside with all the kids, with Nate, Sophie, and Oliver.
Yeah, we had a double team situation going on, so we alternated between inside and outside.
Plus, it was hot as balls outside, so Christy and I were enjoying the AC for a little while the boys handled the heat outside. So Sophie was, like, pretty much doing her own thing for a while because they had a little petting zoo. Like, they brought chickens and bunnies and little piggies. She was, like, on cloud nine because she's Dr. Doolittle reincarnated. And then all of a sudden, Jeff comes inside and I'm, like, watching. And I see Neri talking to all these kids in the bounce house. And Sophie was in the bounce house. And Oliver had, like, posted up in front of the food and he was fine in front of the food.
Oh, no.
I'm so shocked.
But here's the thing.
No, but it was more just like, there's shade here. I'm going to sit. And it happened to be right in front of the food.
And it was the best thing ever because I'll pause from the bad behaving children for a second. We look outside and Oliver has taken...
Where's Nate?
Running like a crazy person.
Okay.
My kid was just back and forth. And Oliver takes out this like little Thomas the Train that you can like sit on. And he takes it from the... Because they had a bunch of toys, like, to play inside the house.
Yeah, and outside.
So he took the toy outside, even though it was not supposed to be, like, part of the outside thing. But he took it out, whatever. He sits there. He's out there. I guess he was playing. He then realizes it's hot. Takes the little train and sits under the tent where the food is at.
Yeah. Where all the drinks are.
And just sits there on top of the...
Yeah, he's just sitting there, like... I think he was drinking something.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm just going to chill here.
Chilling.
Nope, nobody around. Nobody needed to know. No, he did.
And I'm like, and I could see him from inside the house. So I'm like keeping an eye on him. And then I happen to look over and Sophie's in the bounce house and I see like balls flying everywhere. And Sophie's like covering her head. And then all of a sudden, Neri's like motioning like with his hand kind of like to the kids in the bounce house and talking to them. And as I'm watching Neri do that, Jeff comes inside and Jeff's like, Neri's having a come to Jesus moment with these kids because apparently the kids were beaming like the ball pit balls. So they're like, they're not heavy balls.
Yeah, I know. But those are.
But they hurt. Like if you whip them at somebody, it's going to hurt. Beaming them at Sophie. And these kids are like nine years old.
Yeah,
nine years old might be pushing it a little bit, but they were definitely older than Sophie. Like beaming these balls at Sophie. And Sophie's like covering herself. I think she was trying to throw a couple balls back, but there's no way she's going to throw as hard as boys that are older than her.
Right.
And apparently, when Neri finally came in, I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, they were saying that it was a boys club and no girls allowed. And that's why they were throwing balls at her. And I'm like, so Neri was telling them, like, don't do that. You don't throw balls at people. That's not nice. And they just kept, like, talking back to him.
Yeah, like, the kids were ridiculously rude.
Yeah. And then Christy and I had this conversation.
Was it, like, siblings like or there
yes
was,
I think
it
was, two of them no, was there was kids. There was three kids, two were siblings and then one was like a friend, but I think they all kind of knew each other from before because the parents are friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like our kids, like they're not siblings but they all know each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what was happening. And then Nary came inside. He's like, no, I need to. He's like, no, you need to go outside. You need to deal with it. And then like Sophie and Oliver came inside. I'm like, well, if they're inside, there's no need for me to be outside. So we were all inside. And there was like a little play tent inside. So Oliver went into the tent. Then Sophie went into the tent. And then all of a sudden these boys came back in. And they started like shaking the tent like violently. And Sophie and Oliver were inside the tent. And Nary's like, hey, don't do that. They're smaller than you. That's not nice. The kid turned around, looked at Nary, and he goes, it wasn't me. And Nary's like, I'm standing right here watching you. I can see that it was you. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't me. So the kid's, in essence, trolling Nary. And Nary bit it, hook, line, and sinker. And I'm hearing him. And he's like escalating and escalating. And finally, I'm like, no. I need to intervene. So I got in between. I'm like, you know, just ignore it. It's not your badass kid. Let's just go back into the kitchen, get a drink of water, relax. Our kids are fine, whatever. So then the kids went back outside. Nary went back outside. Christy and I are still inside. And all of a sudden I hear Oliver, I think, was inside. And I hear what sounds like a baby crying or like a younger kid crying. I'm like, is it Oliver? Because it kind of sounded to me, at first it sounded to me like Oliver. I'm like, it's not him, but I'm going to look anyway. And there was a small kid, younger than Oliver, sitting on the floor, hysterical. And Sophie happened to be in there. I'm like, Sophie, what happened? And she was like, oh, that kid took his toy. And it was one of the kids. I was throwing the balls at Sophie. And I'm like, hey, that's not nice. He's younger than you. You can't take toys from babies. He's technically still a baby. Oh, but he already had a turn. And I'm like,
you're 7.
I'm like, you're older than him.
Yeah.
Pick something else. Wait for him to let it go, because eventually he'll let it go, and then you can have it. And it was like one of those little ride-on toys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're too big for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, but he already had a turn. And then this other kid starts yelling at me from across the room. Oh, because he's a baby, we have to be nice to him. Yeah, he's a fucking baby. And so I'm like, yeah, he's little. You need to be nice to him. You know better than the baby, so you need to be nice to the baby.
Okay. Again, I ask, where are these kids' parents?
They were out. Oh, the first time when they were beaming the balls at Sophie, they were 5 feet away.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They heard Nary talking to their kids. They didn't even turn around. Because if I hear somebody like talking sternly and my children are in the area, I will turn around to make sure that you're not talking to my kids.
Yeah.
No. They didn't even flinch. I was watching the whole thing. And Chrissy and I were watching Nary talking to the kids. And I'm like, who is he talking to? So he's like, oh, that's this XYZ's kids. And I'm like, but he's literally 5 steps from where this all went down.
Yeah, because it was of the three, two of them, the two siblings are their dad was there. And then the one other kid, his mom was there. Like there wasn't a double of parents on their side. But like the dad was staring at the kids doing everything. And then the mom is inside on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's, and I get it. Your kid's 7 or 8. That's like when you get to the point where you can take them to a party and let them go.
Like with Sophie, I'm like, okay, I see her. She's in the little petting zoo. I don't need to be on top of her the whole time. She's fine. And then she went to the little rock. They had like a little rock climbing thing, and she was climbing on that. And then she went to the bounce house, and she was fine. So Sophie's pretty self-sufficient she's almost 6, but at 5, she's pretty self-sufficient. But these, I mean, I'm glad your kids are self-sufficient, or they're at that age where they're self-sufficient, but you're still a parent. Like, you still need to check in on your monsters.
Yeah, like, look, I, at one point, Nathan was in the...
And yes, I am parent shaming. Come at me all you want. Your kids were hurting my kids.
Yeah, that's a difference. There's a difference between you're not raising your kid, right? Parent shaming, and your kid was hurting my kid.
Yeah.
And like, because at one point, like, both Nathan and this other little boy that we know his parents, because they were there, the mom and the dad were there, they were playing in that little, like, rock thing, and there was a flag on top of the little, like, rock pyramid, and Nathan would get it and put it on top of the thing. The other boy would stand up, take it off, and bring it down. It happened like 5 times to the, and then they were both,
because your OCD ass kid needs to have the flag where it was.
So it got like, to the
this
point,
is where the flag goes.
And then like the kid would put it on the top of the thing, and Nathan would be like, mommy, the flag needs to go. And I'm like, you know what, I took the flag off the castle.
Nobody gets a flag.
Mm-hmm. And like his
but
mom.
That's how you fix it.
Yeah. And then mom was next to me. She goes, what happened? I go, nobody gets a flag. And she just starts laughing because two parents have like, yeah, like I'm not shaming your kid. I'm just saying both of you wrong. Come here. Give me the flag.
Exactly. And that situation, both kids are wrong. And I hate to be like, well, my kids didn't do anything wrong. But Sophie didn't do anything wrong by wanting to go into the bounce house when the boys were in the bounce house. I hate that.
Like, this is not the friend. Here's the problem. And, like, it drives me nuts. And I'm going to strive at every day of my life with Nathan that he does not become one of these little boys that does this.
I feel the same way about Oliver.
It's not a parent shaming thing. It's literally, I have heard this multiple times from my friends with little girls. Like, my friend, Lily, she's
up to be fair, real quick, with this party, it was a little boy's birthday party, and there definitely was there was three girls, including Sophie, at this party.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse the
I know
behavior.
It doesn't excuse the behavior. I'm just saying, in this party, the girls were completely outnumbered.
Yeah, but the reason I'm saying is because my friend Lily, her daughter, she would take her daughter to the park during the day, because Lily's also a stay-at-home mom. And she got to this point that, like, she was like, I don't want to take my daughter to the park anymore.
It's sad.
Because she would take her daughter to the park and let her run around and play. And these older kids, older boys, would, like, she would be playing on the slide. They would slide down behind her and kick her
yeah.
To get her off the slide. And they're like, well, she's a baby. She's not supposed to be here. And she's like...
She's a baby. You're supposed to be nice to babies. Like,
yeah, and I get it that kids just don't get that, and some kids, but like, that's like one of my biggest like fears, I guess you could say, because like, I just don't want Nate to be an asshole kid.
Yeah. And I feel like all kids go through a stage where they're definitely assholes.
Well, yeah, like, come on.
But you can
step in and intervene. Yeah, like,
you can intervene. You can try to keep it under wraps. You can, you know, like, be a fucking parent. Like, again, I get it. Your kids are older. You don't need to be on top of them. You can trust them to be on their own. But if you know your kids don't behave well, or even if you know that your kids do behave well, you need just check in on them.
Be responsible
every
20
minutes. Just be like, where are you? What are you doing? That's it.
And at one point, and to show the opposite of it, which was I just like fell in love with this little boy. They have a cat. And at one point,
oh my god, these asshole kids were tormenting that poor cat.
So,
oh my god, poor thing.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it didn't bite or scratch anyone.
That cat is like a saint. They grabbed the owner of the house, took the cat, and put it upstairs. And she has like a gate at the end of the staircase because she was like, nobody can go upstairs. And she said it from like the first minute. Nobody can go upstairs unless you have a parent with you, unless you have an adult. So nobody go upstairs. I was with Nathan in the living room area at one point, and I see these same three little boys. One of them was the instigator of the whole bunch, for sure. And he was, like, climbing over the fence. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, there's a cat up there. I go, I know. They put it up there for a reason. You're not supposed to go up there.
Keep it away from little shits like you.
And he was like, but I want to play with it. And I go, that's the reason he's up there. He wants to be left alone. He's an older cat. He may not know better, and he may scratch you. So I went, like, logic. I was like, logic and fear. He may scratch you.
See, that's not the way I handle things like that. I would go, do it. Go, and let the cat fucking claw your eyes.
Well,
I would let him, I don't care. I would fucking take, like, a lighter and put it over the fucking cat. So that fucking cat scratches the first things it finds.
Here's the thing is, I know the cat.
Punk ass face.
Here's the thing is, I know the cat. He's not going to scratch anybody. Like, well, that's why I felt bad for the cat. So I was like, he could scratch you. Like, I will lie. I have no shame over that. I'm like, the kids.
Well, yeah. Lying to, like, protect a child is fine. But,
so come I was on, like, man. And then this other little boy, so they all leave. I guess they got tired of listening to me tell them. So they go back into the living room. And then I come back because that little area also had a bucket of Play-Doh. And my child found it.
Of course he did.
It was put away in the shelf. In a bucket that was closed.
Did he mix the colors?
No, because I only let him have one. Only let him have one little tub. Because I asked her, I'm like, hey, can they play with this? And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, let them do whatever they want. She's like, she's really cool. Like, the mom.
Yeah, she's super laid back.
Like, she's super laid back. And she was like, all right, do whatever you want. And I was like, okay. I'm like, then you have one. And then there was another little girl that was playing that was close to Nathan's age. Adorable little girl. She was like, can I have one? And I'm like, yeah, don't mix the colors.
And then you know what Link says that because of you, right?
Yes.
He's like, mama, I can't mix the colors. Yeah.
Mind you, my child, no fear. Ah, gray.
Mama, Titi Christie says brown. No mix colors.
No mix the colors.
Oh, look at this poop. Oh, it's Play-Doh. Okay.
But he's getting a little bit better. But so there's this little boy that I see standing at the staircase. And I go, hey, because now I'm like guard of the staircase. I'm like, hey, you know, you can't go up the street. He's like, no, I'm not going up here. I'm standing guard. And I go, what are you standing guard for, Baba? And he goes, I'm standing guard because there's a cat up there. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, and there's people trying to get up there. And they're not supposed to do that.
Who was saying this?
This little boy.
Oh, just a random kid.
Just a random little boy. I found out later on that it's the son. He's like a friend of the
birthday boy.
Mm-hmm. And he's a cop.
Mm.
And when I like at the end when we were leaving, I was like, oh my God, is this your son? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I love him. He is awesome. Because I give credit to good parenting.
Yeah.
I'm like, he is awesome. And I'm like, he was like really good and he really listens and he was helping to like make sure nobody went upstairs. He goes, yeah, he's been raised well. Mm-hmm. And then my friend goes, yeah, his dad's a cop. And I was like, yeah, because
that makes a lot of sense.
He's like more a little bit, and I'm not saying every cop raises their kid with order and discipline, but
it helps.
But
so then I got really petty with the kids after a while because I was like, fuck you guys, you're not gonna get me to like, you're not gonna engage me in a fight like they did to Neri.
I can't believe Neri fell for that.
He was, when it comes to his children,
no, I understand that. As
he mama bared.
I understand that, but it's like,
he mama bared.
Oh, you fell for the oldest trick in the book,
but
dude.
He like mama bared big time because like, I mean, we've had this conversation with Neri before. Like,
oh, I know.
When Sophie would get hurt at school, like, oh, Sophie got bit, and he's like, where's that kid? He's gonna eat the pavement. And I'm like, you can't talk about 2-year-olds that way.
Mm.
So Neri's like super protective about his kids, and mm-hmm. I'm glad. And but I was just like, I'm not gonna let these kids, they're not gonna suck me into this.
Disengage.
Yeah, disengage.
Disengage.
So like she had, the mom had ponies come. So Sophie was inside.
Your dog farted. Your dog farted.
Comes next.
In my face. It's really disgusting.
I know what comes next.
So the kids, Sophie was inside, and I'm like, Sophie, look, the pony's coming. I'm like, come get your shoes, come. And then this little, I don't even know which little boy it was at this point. He's like, there's ponies. And I'm like, Sophie, come. And the little boy kept talking. He's like, excuse me, can I ride the pony? And I'm like, Sophie, come on, let's go. We got to go outside. And he was like,
no, asshole.
And he goes, adult, is there ponies?
No. No, not, I was like, for you, there isn't, bitch.
I was like, block. I'm not listening.
Shun.
I completely, like, you can't see me. I did the John Cena, like, you can't see me.
Well, but besides that, there was like these like 8 to 12-year-olds.
Oh my God, they were the size of adults riding the ponies. Their toes were grazing the grass.
I'm these, like, poor, these poor ponies.
Fucking, like, ponies.
I was like, dude, no. I'm like,
they're too big for these ponies.
Like, so they can get regular size horses, though.
At that point, yes.
But you can.
I know. The birthday boy's
4.
Then his brother's like,
and his brother is less than 2. So you're not going to get a full size horse.
They were in heaven. Nathan was in heaven.
Sophie and Oliver did not cry. I was so proud of him. He was terrified.
Is this his first time riding a pony?
No. Oh. I forced him to ride ponies plenty of times, and he bawls hysterically every single time, the whole time that he's on the pony. And this time, he didn't cry. He clung to me for dear fucking life, but he did it.
Why is he afraid of
him? I don't know. He's afraid of everything. Like, he's a chicken.
Nathan had a fucking, which Nathan was like having a blast, but this is the second time he's ridden a pony. The first time he rode a pony, no, I mean, no, why is it moving? But this time,
why is it moving? Yes.
Oh. Why is this happening?
Why is this happening to me?
I didn't ask for that. I didn't choose this.
Why is this happening to me? But and then, how did then finally the parents, the parent of one of them got involved because they have, which I'm asking for this for Christmas. I don't want to pay for it, but maybe Santa will bring it. It's like the inflatable bounce house.
I've looked at it. I've looked into it. It's like 200.
That's what they had.
Yeah.
That's what they have.
It's big. It's like surprisingly large.
It was surprisingly big. Like,
and it was great. It has a little slide. And they had like little ball pit balls in there.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you, if it's on sale someday, maybe we can go like threesies.
Yeah, we can share it for birthday parties.
Because really, you don't do it on a daily basis.
Exactly. I saw it on Amazon for $180.
Yeah, because like, it's like, I thought for like 2-something, so that's not a bad price. But like, and I have a garage that we can shove it in. I have no problem.
We'll keep an eye out for Black Friday. Maybe we go.
We'll put it on it. But like, and it was a good sized bounce house. And like, at one point, I don't know how it happened. I don't know where I was. I was like closer to the inside because I think Nathan was doing something inside. Because Nathan is not like, Nathan loves to play and stuff like that, but he's also very white.
Yes.
So my kid gets red and sweaty really fast. Really fast.
It's really cute. I love when his cheeks turn pink.
He's just like red and sweaty. So he was like, multiple times, I'm going inside. And he would go inside and play with the toys and what, like they had Toy Story on the TV and like he would play with the toys that like they had laid out there. Cause my kid was like, there's air in here. It's hot outside, mommy. So I think we were inside, but all of a sudden the playhouse, like the bouncer starts to collapse.
Yeah.
On all of the, no, these kids,
they were like, you know how it has like a little kind of like a roof almost?
Yeah,
they were grabbing on to like that middle quote unquote support beam because that's what it looks like, but it's not supporting anything. They were grabbing onto it and like with obviously all their weight pulling it down, so it was just like coming down on the picture it's I posted of picture Oliver of they were pulling it down, like you can see it in the background just kind of like collapsed onto itself, and then they would let it go, and it, obviously it's inflated, just pop right back up. But they did it a number of times, and I was standing there watching because my two-year-old, well, he's apparently, I forgot his birthday.
You didn't forget.
I didn't forget. I just didn't realize how close it was.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, somebody asked me at the party
when a lot going on.
Yeah, somebody asked me at the party when his birthday was, and I'm like, oh, it's in like 3 weeks. Oh no, Coco. It was a week. It's a week from today. So by the time this comes out, he will have already turned 3. So I'm watching him because he's the smallest kid. Well, the youngest kid because my son's giant.
Because the birthday boy was in there too, and like he's like thrown on. And
he was having a ball,
and he's like thrown on the floor.
Well, all of them. Oliver was having a great time too. He was
Oliver's face is like just,
he was having a great time in the ball pit. These big kids were obviously being nice to him because he has a penis, and it was fine. I was just keeping an eye on it to make sure that like Oliver didn't get kicked in the face. Great, whatever. And then that's when Dad of the Year decided to step in and be like, "You guys can't do that." But I don't know what happened there because I was inside. Yeah, like the dad of the asshole kids
came, like finally,
the quote unquote, Dad of the Year
finally shows up and is like, "Hey, you guys, don't do that because there's small kids in there and like you're gonna break it. You're gonna break the bounce house." You know,
I would have said something at that. I would have been like, "They've been little douchebags." I wouldn't.
Well, I wasn't.
But I would have been like, "They've been doing this all day, and now's when you show up to say something."
Like, I kind of wanted to, but I see this person.
You know me.
Regular.
I don't care.
I see him on the right.
If you had been there, you would have totally said. I totally would have given you the green light. But this is a person that I used to work with, that Nara used to work with. That she sees, that Christy sees on a regular basis, like somebody that we have kind of communication with. And to be fair to this person's credit, as the adult, he was always nice to me when I worked with them.
Like, he is cool people. I'm surprised because I know his wife.
I told you.
I'm surprised. And I think it's that. I think it's that because I know his wife, and his wife is very, like, no nonsense. Like, she's very, very no nonsense. So I'm surprised that the kids were acting up like this, but and Vanessa's like, it's because probably mom wasn't around.
Mom wasn't there.
And dad is very laid back.
Dad is super laid back. Dad's not going to say anything. So
mom didn't go to the party.
No.
Oh.
So
I think they have a new baby. Am I mistaken?
I don't know. But mom wasn't there. So I'm like, of course, mom wasn't there. So they get to do whatever the fuck they want to do because they know that dad's not going to step in.
There's no excuse for the thing.
No, there's no excuse for it. But
No. I mean the other kid. Because he was
the leader. Yeah, he was the oldest.
But so it was a great party, and we like had fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah,
the petting zoo was super fun. The ponies were really fun. The food was good.
Like, the house was since it's like very open thing, but
it looks like a huge yard.
But yeah, it's all closed in. Yard. So my kid would just run
to one side of the fence to the other,
all the way. Like I think he honestly had
Nathan was doing laps.
Yeah, he was just at one point he just like went off and like he got all the way to the end of the fence, and then he would just come back and just go all the way. I'm like, where are you going?
He's supposed to see how far he can go, mom. Yeah.
So he was having the time of his life. Yeah, but and then like the best is like when all the animals got put away from the petting zoo. He goes, mommy, the chickens. I go, what happened, baby? The chickens are going away. I'm like, okay. He goes, I wanted to hold the chicken. You just held the chicken. No, mommy, I wanted to hold all the chickens.
All of the chickens.
I'm like,
That was like five of them.
Yeah, but like I think he wanted a collective, like
to hug all of them.
Yeah,
like an army of chicken.
Yeah, I think him and Gonzo need to, like, you know. I may need to show him.
That's funny.
You should.
Nice reference, huh?
That's funny.
But yeah, no, it was like we had fun. I have actually in Jeff's car. I have cowboy hats.
Perfect.
Because great party, had so much fun, left there and left my purse.
Good job.
She lives about 45 minutes away from me. So
she lives in Casa Carajón Homestead.
Yeah. So by the time that we got home and I realized it, I was like, fuck.
You have to go back and get it.
No. I almost left my purse.
I went back the next morning.
Oh. I almost left my purse, but I remembered before I left the house.
Yeah, the good thing was, like, Jeff had driven home, and, like, I didn't need my money, and at that point, we had made the decision that, you know, we weren't going anywhere.
Right.
My mom was like, I'm tired, and I shouldn't say it that way. My mom was like that she didn't, you know, my mom was tired. It had been a long day, so we weren't going to go out because we stayed home with Nathan and everything, so... I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to drive another 45 minutes back and forth to go get my wallet right now. I'll make an excuse for tomorrow morning to leave the house. I was like, that's my excuse, tomorrow I'll leave. So I went to pick up my purse. But we had gone, but let me tell you, we went, right before that, we had our first Build-A-Bear experience.
Have you never been to Build-A-Bear?
Not with Nathan.
Build-A-Bear is so much fun. They went once when I was working, and David had another party, and he got a puppy. You know, he dressed as a stormtrooper and then bought a backup Star Trek outfit.
We saw the Star Trek ones. Jeff sent pictures to Dave. We got there. The whole reason we had gone because it was Batman Day.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having the Batman ones were going to be less, and they had a special collector's Joker, old school Joker and Harley bears. We later found out that they were online exclusives. Like, you can't get them at the store. You could only order them online.
So you went there for no reason.
Well, so we had already told Nathan.
Right.
That we were going to get him a bear, and we were going to get him a bear, and we were going to get him a bear. And then when we said, shoot, it's only online only. But he was already like, we're going to get a bear? So
he got Pikachu.
We get there and we are showing him everything. But when I tell you everything, I mean, Nathan, there's Paw Patrol dog, bear, stuffed animal. There's Stormtrooper, Vader, like regular bear, rainbow bear, ponies. I didn't care. I was showing him everything. And then there was even, there was actually one that I wanted him to get. There was Halloween bears. I was like, Nathan, look, there's a vampire bear. I'm like, I want to buy a vampire bear.
See, Hank would have gotten a vampire bear.
I want the vampire. But recently, Nathan's been hanging out with his little cousin, his older cousin, and his cousin is on the Pokemon, like, track. So he's watched, like, a bunch of episodes on Netflix of Pokemon with his cousin. So we walked in, and the first thing he sees is a big sign that says, we have Pokemon. So it was done.
Yeah.
And he saw it, and he saw the Pikachu, and then he saw Meowth, which he called Kitty. And so he's
Kitty's
like,
acceptable.
Yeah, so we're like, Kitty. Wants, yeah, he's like, I
Kelly,
want.
Kelly.
Yeah, so he's like, we want. He's like, I want Pikachu, I want Pikachu, I want Pikachu. And we're like, okay, fine, we'll get them. We'll Kitty. Just get him Pikachu. We got it. And he was so excited when they put it into the machine and it started, like, putting the filling into it. He was like, it's growing! Mommy! Aww. Mommy, it's growing! Mommy, it's growing! But here's the fun part. Two things that I will give you as Build-A-Bear takeaways. They offer you a sound box.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. My husband thought, of course we have to get it. It's Pikachu. No. Don't do it.
That's not how this works.
No. Literally, it goes, Pika! Pika! Pikachu! And, like, it just screams, Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
And it's, granted, it's, like, 5 seconds, but it's...
Yeah, but 5 seconds, 75 times in a row?
Exactly. Yeah. I really want to research how many turns does that take before it dies.
You can't just take it out?
No,
because it's sewn in.
Oh, it's completely sewn? Build-A-Bears are completely sewn?
Yep. They're sewn in.
See, I didn't know that.
Because I made a Build-A-Bear for Neri when we were dating, and it has our song in it. Yeah. And then he went with Sophie that. Like a year or two ago, they went on a daddy-daughter date, and they went to Build-A-Bear, and then they went to a movie, and then, like, he recorded, like, a little voice note for her. So when she pushes it, it's his voice talking to her. I'm like, oh, that's really cute. But it's sewn in.
But random. Pika! No, don't do it.
It's actually really kind of creepy when I'm like alone and then all of a sudden I hear Sofia te amo mucho 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 and I'm like, why do I hear voice? I do.
Thank not God that David didn't put a voice box in Link's Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. So we ended up getting two. We ended up getting two because when we went to pay, the lady was like, "Oh, well, the Pokemon ones are two for something, and they're
Of course they are.
Then they're never on sale." And we're like, "Sure, just get two then, whatever." So we ended up getting the Meowth also because he was like, "Kitty." And the lady goes, "Do you want the sound?" No. And Jess like, "But we got the sound of the Pikachu." I go,
"No,
no,
no."
And he's like, "Are you sure?" I go, "Yes,
no,
I'm positive."
No, siassi.
And then that's
rookie
my
mistake, Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's my one takeaway. Number two,
I was about to say, "What are you new at this?" But kind of,
yeah, it's our first time there. Number two, funniest thing about it. So they give you, they have like a box of little hearts.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, you put the heart in.
I love that, the sentiment behind it.
So they put the little, told him, and he put his little heart in Pikachu, and he put the little heart in Meowth. Every day since then, multiple times a day, Nathan looks at me and he goes, because he's been carrying around Pikachu for the last 3 days.
It's really cute.
Yeah, he loves it. And he asks me, "Mommy, I want my heart. Papa, it's inside Pikachu." "Yeah, but I want it. I put it in there."
Yeah, Tin Man, relax.
I'm like, "Papa, look." And I'm trying to explain this to a child. I'm like, "Papa, look, you have a heart. Mommy has a heart. Now they have a heart. That's what makes them alive." And he goes, and he turns it around to where they sewed it up. And he goes, "Open it, Mommy. I want my heart."
Aww.
So,
can you buy just a little heart?
Yes, yeah. But and now
that's not the point.
No, I know it's not the point, but
in retrospect, next time I go, I'm
buy
totally
the heart.
Gonna jank another heart and be like, "Listen, I need another one because the second we get here, he's gonna ask me for that freaking heart." But yeah, don't get the voice box. Just don't do it.
No.
Well, I'm going to 3 parties this weekend.
Jesus.
Oliver's included.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, this one coming up.
I have one on Saturday and two on Sunday. So let's see how I'm going to do my two on Sunday.
Well, like I said, Oliver's is just a hangout. It's not like a real party.
It's a Getty.
Yeah, but they're at the same time. So, well, so
it's a gathering of people in a playground.
It's a Getty.
Yeah, it is. There's no goodie bags because I threw it together today.
You're not even reserving anything. You're just going to show
up. I'm not. I'm just going to show up at the park with a cooler and some snacks.
Sounds fair.
But I tried. Like, I went online today and I found the park and I put the date that I wanted and, like, I put, like, miscellaneous and then I put, like, I tried to see if I could reserve and it doesn't, it's like, it, nothing was coming up for the park. They're like, "Oh, not found. And I'm like, "Okay, well."
Did you go buy it again?
No.
Well, you should go to the office.
No, I mean to see how it, like, fared the storm.
Yeah, the pictures I sent you guys today, I took those.
Oh, those today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I kind of took pictures of, like, around. The only thing I didn't like was the grass is a little bit long, but it's fucking grass. It's not a big deal. But yeah, I like the park. I like that it's covered. So.
That's cool.
Yes. But yeah, so I'm throwing a party that I'm planned in a day.
Good job.
I told you. I mean, I know you're doing Disney in a couple of weeks, but I could have done it.
Well, I mean, it's not a party. Like, I bought chips.
But it could have
and
been.
I have hurricane supplies that I'm going to use as party supplies. But it's not a party. Or just fine. Singing happy birthday and playing with my kid. Like, that's it. That's all I wanted. So, that's it.
That sounds fun to me. I wish I could have a party like that. But
I mean, you probably could.
No, I can't. People, like, would tell me that they want things.
Well, I'm not doing favors, so.
I don't mind that.
You're going to get a big thanks for coming and a hug.
That's fine. I'm going to 2 other parties that weekend. I can bring you guys favors, probably.
Oh, I hate favors. Do you know why? Like,
there's no goodie bag. There's nothing.
You know why
there's
I hate party favors? Like, goodie bags?
You get a cupcake.
No, because I have to go through the goodie bag.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Oh, of course.
And, like, take out the stuff.
This is why I don't give edible goodie bags. I never do edible for goodie bags. Like, I never do edibles because it all fucking melts.
Well, yeah, especially if we're outside.
Yeah, so I always do, like, what I do for goodie bags is, like, the little toys. So, like, I'll do, like, the fucking little whistles, which everybody loves.
Mm-hmm. Go home with them. And then when the kids let them go, I don't know what happened, how they ended up in the carpet.
Yeah, I do, like, the little whistles and, like this year that I did the Jake, like, I did, like, the gold coins. Yeah. And, like, you know, just theme it to whatever, but I don't do edible.
Yeah, I don't do, like, the last couple of years I've made, whatever theme it is, I've made a coloring book.
Yeah.
like a black and white, just like for them to color, put in crayons and everything. Mm-hmm. Bubbles,
yeah, Bubbles is a good one.
Yeah, I just, because the, like, with, especially with Nathan and food right now, first of all, I like don't want him eating like random things that I don't approve of. Mm-hmm. But then also he's gotten this new thing that he's like, I want to try it, but mommy, I like this. And like he unwraps it and he puts it in his mouth and he goes, and then he goes up to me and he goes, mommy, gross. And he just spits it out of my hand.
That happened to me yesterday at Chef Mickey's.
Thanks.
I forgot what he was eating, but he decided he didn't. Oh, I think it was a tater tot. And he decided he didn't want it anymore. And he goes, mama, hand. And I go, okay. And he knew,
sounds about right.
I knew what was happening. And he goes, and I'm like, thanks, mama. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
So I have a fucking.
Why isn't there daddy hand? Like, it's not the same. He always walks up to me and he's like, mama, gross. Like, gross.
Because they know that we'll fucking take it. They know that we'll take it.
I'm sorry, lady.
Yeah, glasses. Like, we're not gonna be like, no, dude.
You can deal with that. Go to the garbage, get a napkin. Well, I'm like starting to teach Sophie, like, if you don't want it, just like, because she'll just spit it in her plate, and I'm like, that's really fucking disgusting.
I'd rather be in the plate than in my hand.
No, I'd rather put it in my hand, because then I can go and throw it away. Because if it sits in her plate, then it's just sitting next to the food that she's eating, and I'm like,
really, no, gross. I'd still rather be in the plate.
No, we went to a baby shower, and like a family baby shower, and they made like M&Ms that said like, it's a boy, and like this stuff. And so they all ended up,
this is a good story.
And they all ended up in my house. And my kid just walks around grabbing the M&Ms, putting them in his mouth, licking the candy off of them, and then deposits them back in whatever vessel he found them. Because he doesn't like the chocolate
I
part.
I totally understand why Neri ate slobbery bread.
Well, I understand now Neri's pain, because the other day.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, Stephanie came to the house and we had a little play date for.
And I FOMO'd hard.
Yeah, this is what you had evacuated.
Who told you to evacuate Miami?
My dad. He kicked me out of my house.
So Stephanie brought it because the boys had cabin fever.
They had cabin fever. They were out of school for a week and a half. We had to do something.
I get it. That's why I was taking the kids every day somewhere new. I'm like, let's go here. Let's do this. Let's go to a park. Let's go for a hike. Let's please let's just go.
So we made them like nuggets and fries, and they sat down and they ate. Like,
they ate it this time.
Did you ruin their lives?
No, they ate it this time.
They ate it this time. So it was okay, because your kid wasn't there to say that we ruined their life.
Yeah.
She wasn't there to bad influence your kids.
So we gave them their little glasses of water and everything, and then they went off to play, and I'm like picking up like the counter and the food and stuff like that. And then I guess I got thirsty, and I was like, I just grabbed Nathan's cup of water and I just like took a chug, and
it was chunky and cloudy. it was like I saw her so face bad. And I was like, that was like full of Nathan shit in it, wasn't it? Like backwash. Oh my God. And she was like, I don't know what this is, but it's disgusting.
Like if you had dunked a nugget in there and just let like the
like let sit and get soggy. I don't know
if the nugget had disintegrated or not.
I'm struggling to keep my dinner down.
It was so bad.
Like, I felt bad for her, but I was laughing so
hard. But see, this is where like Stephanie saw both of these things happen. So I blame Stephanie. It's Stephanie's fault.
Look at what you're eating before you stick it in your
mouth. She didn't stop you. She just stopped Mary.
Look at something before you stick it in your mouth. I'm sorry.
That rule 101.
I tend to look at things before I put them in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
But it was like, so yeah.
But they had a fun day.
They had a great day, but that was my like one point that I was like, oh, should have done that. I don't know what I just drank. Kind of gross.
Being a mom is fun, you guys.
But we did find out through the play date that Nathan is
super type A and super thirsty. So Nathan's a very good host. Nathan is Monica Geller.
Yes.
Oh.
Because he was waiting for Link by the door. In fact, I heard him go, Mama, get out of the way.
Oh. Like, Nathan, Link is here. He goes, Mama, get out of the way. I'm like, okay, dude.
So
I don't move.
And he took him into his playroom, and they just started playing with all their toys. And then, like, he made, like, we sat to give them lunch, and he was like, Lincoln, do you like your food?
And then, it's good, right? It's good.
It's good, right? Mama, Nathan, Lincoln needs water.
And then we
he's
were like,
so sweet.
And then we put him down to on the couch and we made them popcorn and we set him down because to watch Boss Baby.
We saw that they were like coming down, so we're like, maybe we can get them to nap. Christy fucked it up.
I've totally
like, maybe we can get them to nap. And so we're like, boys, you guys want to watch Boss Baby? And like fucking Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, because Boss Baby is like the magic word in our group.
Yeah, all of our kids.
So we made them popcorn and we sat them on the recliner in Christy's house and we put like a blanket over them. We each gave them their bowl of popcorn. And then Nathan starts with, Lincoln, are you okay? Lincoln, do you want to lay down? Lincoln, take off your shoes. Mommy, take off Lincoln's shoes.
Do it. Take off his shoes.
Lincoln doesn't want to take off his shoes. But mommy, take off his shoes.
Take off his shoes.
And then took off his shoes and he goes, Mommy, take off his socks. But he has his socks on, Mommy. Take off his socks. He doesn't need his socks.
He's so sweet.
So funny. Like everything. It was, but can we do this? And then when he wanted to play, he was like, Lincoln, come here. Lincoln. And then Lincoln found this like water coloring book that we have. And he was mesmerized by it. So he sat down and he just like started coloring with it. And then Nathan wanted to keep playing.
He kept coming back. He's like, Lincoln, come on, let's go play. And then they decided, like, I guess they could tell that we were trying to leave. Mm-hmm. So they went to like hide in Nathan's room. So they hid under Nathan's covers, mm-hmm. both of them. And of they course. Were like laying still and like being quiet.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like they're not going to find us.
Nope.
Well, remember.
They're not moving.
Remember.
If we don't move, they can't see us.
Yeah, that's the rule. If you don't move, you're invisible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Duh.
But no, they behaved like really good. But it was just so funny because it was just like, but they can do it too. It's good, right? It's good.
They had a lightsaber battle that was super adorable.
Oh, that's cute.
Because they both knew that like to like
I'm fake, having FOMO now. And
they both knew to
already.
Like fake stab each other and die. So they were taking turns like.
One of them, and like Lincoln would stab Nathan and Nathan would just like collapse
would,
on,
like,
the floor.
Fall on the floor.
So and cute. Then like would do it to Lincoln and Lincoln would like fall face first.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Great.
And Lincoln has like a word for like when you quote unquote like kill somebody playing. He goes, Mama, he's a skeleton.
Aww.
He goes, Mama, I made Nathan a skeleton. And I'm like, oh, good for you.
You're so cute.
It was really cute.
Well, I was playing with Oliver while we were in North Carolina and I was pretending like that we would fall off of our chair. And like obviously I was holding him and we would like slowly fall to the ground and we would fall on the floor. And it's like, oh, we fell down. And he was laughing hysterically. You had to be there. It was really fun. But at one point, like, I kind of made it so that I fell on top of him. No, he fell on top of me because I was falling on top of him. But then I made it so that he fell on top of me. And I was like, oh, mommy died. And then he goes, mommy, do you think I'm stupid? No, it was like,
excuse me,
that brought
sir.
Me back to life really
excuse
fast.
Excuse me, sir.
I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, no. I'm like, do you think I'm stupid?
That's like, hilarious.
We don't say these things.
That's so
I didn't even tell him that we don't say that. I'm like, that was so funny. It was like so
the last
natural.
Thing I would have expected that kid to say.
I would like he put like a full sentence together. Like, do you think I'm stupid? Like, no, honey, I don't think you're stupid.
Okay.
It's like, no, mommy was just playing, and he was like, okay, and that was it. I'm like, oh, okay. I never would have thought that he was gonna say that. It was really cute. My baby, he's getting so big. He's the baby of the group.
I know they all are though.
I feel like still bigger than Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Lincoln's still not 38 inches. Jeez. I thought he was going to be tall enough to do mind train this weekend. He's still not 38 inches.
Come on, Link.
Nathan's
get it
41
together.
And a half.
And when he got sick, he lost weight. So he lost like 3 pounds. He was 27 pounds.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
That's why I love carrying Lincoln.
Yeah, it's like
everybody carries Lincoln. I carry Nate and I'm like, my back breaks in half. But then like everybody carries Lincoln. Jeff the other day when he picked him up was like, God, this kid weighs nothing.
Yeah, you're talking about my kid is 41 and a half inches tall and he weighs 39 or 40 pounds.
Well, for reference, I took Sophie to the doctor today. She weighs 54 pounds and she's 45 inches tall.
So she's only three and a half inches taller than Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, my child is a giant.
He's like, he's right there, right behind her.
He's a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
My goodness.
My kid has, you know, he's really smart or something.
My kid can say dodecahedron, apparently.
Apparently.
That show is good, though.
And,
it's math.
My kid just started watching.
That's not my strong suit, so watch out.
I'm all about it now. Nathan discovered Team Umizoomi.
And we're having a full blown discussion today.
Yep.
On what if on the educational value of the Nick shows versus the Disney shows.
It's one we're is so educational, fun. The well, other one is moral.
Yeah, one is book smarts. And the other one is life manners. Skills. Yeah, life skills. So
Disney teaches you life skills.
I mean, Nick you Jr. need to have a balance of both. So, yeah.
Well, because even like Blaze, which is one of Link's favorite, it's all fucking physics.
It's all physics.
And I'm like,
hydraulic pump.
Yeah. And they were talking about, what the fuck were they singing about the other day? I'm telling you, my brain is all fucked up.
No, but I'll tell you,
that's nothing new, but okay.
I'll tell you, like when the kids saw the 10-sided dice and said, oh, mama, that's a dodecahedron. I'm like, what the?
Bless you.
Well, that's how Link learned the difference between.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm going to take it as disrespect. Right, Nathan?
No, the best is that Jeff looks at him and he goes, I don't think I knew that was what that was called. And he just didn't sit there. Like, he was playing, and he goes, dodecahedron, dodecahedron.
Yeah, because there's a little song.
Yeah, and I'm like, babe, he's singing dodecahedron. And he's like, what the fuck is a dodecahedron? I go, look. And he goes, what?
That's how Link learned the difference between...
This is why kids are smarter than us, man. This is why they're smarter than us.
That's how Link learned the difference between pentagon, hexagon, and octagon.
Timu Izumi is pretty, like, it's good for that. And then, yeah, it's true. That one's good for that. And then... Puppy Dog Pals teaches them how to be a good friend. So see, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's being balanced. It's about balance.
So Disney has decided to take the moral ground, and Nick Jr. decided to go the highbrow, like educational side.
So I need to talk about something.
Okay, wait. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Thanks for holding. So what did you want to talk about, Steph?
I need to talk about a couple of things. But one of the things that's been really bothering me that I've been wanting to bring up is all this like stupidity with their entire like last 2 months with this couple has been like stupid. Ian Somerhalder and Nikki Reed.
Okay. I knew exactly where she was going.
Driving me nuts. From the second that kid was born and they made their stupid like anti-technology announcement.
Oh my.
Where they said that they were gonna prevent anybody from coming to their home. No technology, no emails.
Wish you could
no
see the face I was
phones,
making.
No, nothing other than like complete silence in their house for 30 days.
What?
Did they check up on the kid for that complete silence? I can guarantee the kid's got other plans.
No. Excuse me. See, I don't keep up with celebrities like Stephanie does.
I've had this saved in our notes for like a month.
Okay, well, I don't read those.
Because he's in trouble now for something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
he's in trouble there for something else. But, okay, so I from the moment I found out I was pregnant, I'm like, I am not going to stop making noise. I am not going to, like, shy away. I'm going to do child-appropriate things, obviously, but I'm not going to shy away from noise. Like, when Sophie was 3 months old, two and a half months oldish, like around her, it was in January. She was born in November, so it was in January, February, because it was a Super Bowl. We were getting ready to go to a Super Bowl party, And I had just given Nary like a surround sound system for Christmas. And his friend came over while we were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl party. They were watching a movie. Like, fucking frames on the walls were shaking. The TV was so loud and homegirl slept through it because she was accustomed to noise. I have a friend who, when her child was napping, you couldn't call. You couldn't show up at her house. She couldn't do anything while her child was napping. The house had to be pin drop silent. God forbid her dogs barked because that baby was awake. And it continued into the toddler years. Like, it was years of having to be silent. And I'm like, you can't fucking live your life that way. You cannot live your life in silence. We make noise. Bro, like, why I thank the fucking dogs in our acceptance speech. They didn't bark the 30 seconds we were recording. Because they didn't, like, they make noise all the goddamn time. And when they go fucking insane, barking at nothing, because my dogs bark at nothing, my kids don't flinch. What's that?
Oh, it was my alarm.
Oh. Like, I hear something. These are headphones.
I should have just told you it was nothing. Then let you go nuts trying to figure out what it was.
Am I dying?
God, are you there?
It's me, Vanessa.
Well, the thing is, like, the funny thing is, the first thing that I was told by, like, everybody that wanted to give an opinion, but that I actually took for this one was,
when the baby sleeps, vacuum, make noise,
vacuum. That was the first thing. And actually, one of the first, like, purchases, and we know how well Nathan sleeps now, but
at least you tried.
Yeah. But Nathan, when he does successfully sleep, because Nathan, since he was little, has had this, like, music box thing in his room. It's not a music box. It's like one of those things that you use for, like
a white soundscape
noise thing.
Yeah, white noise.
When he was little, it was noise. And now it sings a lullaby song. Now he likes the lullaby song more than the white noise. Now the white noise to him is weird. So when we play the lullaby song, he slept through fireworks. On New Year's Eve,
I remember.
Because, one, we put the little, like, lullaby song a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. But also, the fireworks are right across the, like, if you had to do it in blocks, it would be like two blocks. Oh, wait, maybe a block and a half.
Right.
From our front door.
Okay.
So you hear the boom, like the fact that, like, I feel like I need headphones sometimes because it's like boom, boom. And he slept through the whole thing because, mind you, he wakes up for other reasons, but not for noise. Like, Nathan has never woken up for noise.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the first thing that I tell you. And as far as, like, technology goes,
But I don't understand. Like, they're not going to read any emails for 30 days?
Nothing.
Well, okay. That's kind of like when you go on vacation and you don't have internet.
But
you're cutting
come
off.
Their
you
house.
Come to their house. Like, their grandmothers can't come see them.
Oh, yeah. No. Not cool.
So,
bring me the germs. Like,
oh, I know.
Okay,
I was, like, really. So when I went to go see Vanessa when Sophie was born, I was like, she's like, hi, you want to hold the baby? And I was like,
yeah, the most I was like, all I remember with Sophie, I was like, you can hold her, just wash your hands.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
She looked at me and my mom. My mom went with me. She's like, hey, you guys want to hold the baby? I was like,
yeah, hold the damn baby.
Yeah, like, we had a little jug of, like, antibacterial, mm-hmm. like, by the door when Nathan was born.
Yeah, we had the same thing. But we bought a jug of antibacterial and it was right by the door. Nary was so much more stickler than I was. Like, I was like my parents would come and I'm like, grab the baby. And then Nary's like, did you wash your hands? And I'm like, yeah, they did.
Antibacterial on it.
See, I just watched everyone else do ridiculous things and, like, just picked up the little things that I was like, that doesn't really matter. So,
well, yeah, like, I mean, that's kind of what I did too. I'm like, well, I mean, what I did, I was, like, one of the first ones to have babies in my circle of friends, but I'm like, well, this is what I've experienced when I visited other babies. I remember when my aunt had my youngest cousin who, like, just turned 17 a couple weeks ago or a week ago. I don't even know what fucking date is anymore. Last week she turned 17. When she was born, I remember my aunt was like, you need to wash your hands. And, like, okay, I remember the wash your hands thing. Makes sense to bring.
Yeah,
baby.
Wash your hands for like a couple of months is fine.
Yeah, until they get their first set of shots, at least.
But my mom, like, I stopped sterilizing at, like, 8 months, probably.
With Sophia, I sterilized for a long time. I don't know that I ever stopped
sterilizing.
I'm awful. I'm surprised he's still alive. That's what happens when you're the second baby. People forget your birthday. They don't sterilize your bottles.
Well, I stopped at, like, sterilizing in a sterilizer after 6 months. After that, I was like, the dishwasher's fine. But I was still running them through the dishwasher.
Right.
But like... After that was just kind of like, well, whatever, like hand wash, like it's no big deal. Like,
yeah.
But my mom's like, you don't sterilize a year and a half. You don't sterilize a full 18 months. Who's time for that shit?
No, mom. Sorry.
I was like, you.
I remember there like, was so you many- can come over here and sterilize whatever the fuck you like, want.
Well, I sterilized for 18 months.
I'm good, like, for,
good
you.
For you. That's no, fine.
I remember when, like, before Nathan was born, I had like, and everybody has these things.
Oh, yeah.
You have like all these things in your head. And I remember that I specifically registered for a sterilizer that you plugged into the wall.
Oh, I had the microwave one.
I had both of them.
Because I didn't want the microwave one because I didn't want to use the microwaves on his bottles. Because I didn't want to introduce like microwaves on him that lasted like...
Oh my God, free radicals. Oh my God, free radicals.
Yeah, so we used... We used the, and then I realized that the fucking sterilizer, first of all, the plug into the wall one takes four fucking ever.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you get?
The Dr. Brown.
See, I got the Tommy Tippy one and it does it in 8 minutes.
No, it, but it
still is like fucking forever when you need a bottle right now.
And it takes forever. Oh. And then they're like always like wet.
Yep.
Like they don't dry as good as like the one that you put in the microwave. Mm-hmm. Like it does it in like the 5 minutes, but then you just take them out and like,
yeah,
and they dry up.
See, yeah.
This took forever.
I, one of the things that one of my cousins told me was to register for more bottles than you think you need.
Oh yeah, we did that.
So I always had like a rotation of clean bottles that were like in the cabinet, some that were in the sterilizer, and
I
some
had
that
four
were
bottles.
Dirt. Like I always.
Oh no, we had a lot. And the thing is that now we had just like, towards the end, we just had like regular bottles. It wasn't a big deal. But like for the first year, we had the freaking Dr. Brown bottles.
Yep.
Which the Dr. Brown bottles are great, but there's three pieces to every bottle, not counting the top of it, because there's like the little tube and the thing, right, and all that stuff. So it was like,
I never used those. I always did Tommy Tippy, and he.
Well, it was great for him, but he never had, like, he didn't have too much of a reflux and stuff like that. So it was good. But
that fucker started getting reflux when he started eating solids, motherfucker.
But like, so we were,
although he's been pretty good.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Right when we haven't done.
The last time we threw up was the day that you had to come with me to pick him up from camp.
That was the last time you threw up?
Yeah.
That was wild though.
It's been a while. That was the only time you threw up all summer.
Good job, Link.
He's gotten better.
Good job, buddy.
But like, I had my one.
Buddy. I was saying it in my head. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna reel in the Friends references.
I think like that was like my only like thing that I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And then I got over that really quick. But then like I remember, and I always knew that I wasn't gonna. Like, not that I wasn't going to care about this, but I knew that I wasn't going to, like, stress about this was the technology aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I had a friend that straight up from, like, the womb, she was saying that, you know, I'm not going to give my kid an iPad or a phone or anything like that because I want my kid to be able to, you know, entertain themselves and this and that.
Which
and
I
blah,
agree
blah.
With that to an extent. But then there comes a time where I'm like, I just want fucking silence.
Well, see, that's I was a little bit strict about that. Not necessarily for in the house. In the house, I don't really care. What I was more concerned about was like at a restaurant, because I hate seeing kids that do not look up from their phones at a restaurant. So the only time that when I take him somewhere, I take like crayons or whatever, because that's, or like little toys. But if he's getting like insupportable,
yeah,
like,
you hand him the phone.
Like you give him the fucking,
yeah,
phone.
The phone,
like,
is it's the okay. Last line of defense.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is not like to say, like, I know there's some kids that are on the spectrum or that have like,
right, that's different though.
That they have sensory issues.
Yeah, they have sensory issues or whatever, that the phone keeps them calm. That's nothing to do with that.
No. Like,
this is just our children who are neurotypical, because I know how much you guys like when I use that word.
Yeah, I like that word.
They're neurotypical kids. They don't need to be attached to a phone or an iPad all damn day.
Well, like when we went,
when we're home, I hide the iPad. Like they don't use it, and I don't let them play with my phone.
Really, the only, well, I linked us a lot on the iPad with a lot of the like ABC Mouse and the games, yeah, and stuff like that. But on his iPad, he, or my iPad that I share with him, he. It's really his, but whatever. The only apps that he uses are educational apps. Like, he doesn't use The Disney, the only one that's there is the Disney Junior one, but it's the episodes one, the one that they can like actually actually do stuff with.
Yeah, like Nathan, like he used like it's like a reward for him. Like we give him the like the YouTube Kids and stuff like that when he behaves good, or for like car rides and stuff, like just because he does get a little bit rowdy in the car sometimes. But like when we went to breakfast recently, like because we all like,
well, we all took the iPads. We didn't use them.
We know, but like it was toys. It was just
they were playing with the toys. We had a whole bunch of toys. It was played with the toys the whole breakfast.
It's always they never want the toy they have.
Of course not. They want the toy the other one has.
Yeah, everybody brings toys. So we brought some hand puppets and some cars. Lincoln brought Woody, and Sophie and Oliver,
they didn't bring anything. I don't usually bring toys for them.
None of these were. So like
they're usually good with just crayons.
Yeah. So your kids were, and then your kids ended up playing with the
puppets cars. And the cars. Yeah.
Lincoln took the puppets,
right?
And Nathan took Woody.
Yeah.
Because
it's never the toys that you bring.
You don't want what you have.
No, you want what somebody else has.
That one was way more interesting than mine. Of course.
So I mean, I get like, okay, so I completely understand like not wanting to expose your children to technology too much. That's understandable. But cutting yourself off from everybody for 30 days, they're gonna like, I mean, well, how long has it been? It's been like 2 months now,
Something like that. Yeah,
they're also rich and have
people that help them.
That help.
But I was gonna say, like, you know, I wanted help. That's like, I wanted my mom to come. Like, wanted my mother-in-law to come help me. Like, you know, hold the baby for half an hour so I can go take a shower kind of thing. Like, you can't do it alone. Just can't. As much as you want to be like, oh, I'm a superwoman, I can do it by myself. No.
And some people have to do it. That doesn't mean that they want
like some, you know, if you live in a city where you don't have family, you don't have anybody to rely on, okay, like that, you have to do it by yourself. But if you don't have to do it by yourself, like,
anybody will take the help.
Yeah, take the fucking help.
Yeah, but then, so now he's just in trouble for something else. Because he was stupid. Now he's apologizing for
it. He went and said something to the effect of that, like, they had talked about wanting to start to have a family. So he threw away her birth control without telling her.
Not okay.
Yeah, like he went into her purse and took her birth control.
Like popped, not even just threw the pack out. Like he popped
out every single pill out.
Which is a little excessive. Well, like you can just throw the thing away.
Yeah,
like a little bit. Fine. But I mean, that's a joke. You don't do that. But you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, no. There's no excusing it.
Like, so here's, whatever. I'm just going to say what I feel like saying. Okay.
Say it, girl.
So there's like a whole sub rape culture thing of like taking off a condom while a girl's not paying attention.
Yeah, we've discussed this before.
There's like a whole thing of that. I feel like this is an extension of that.
Yeah,
because you didn't like you talked about starting family, but you didn't agree that it was going to be like today,
right?
You know, so that's to me, and the fact that two things are happening that I don't like about this at all is that he was like, oh, like the apology for it is that it's a joke or whatever, which is fine if you want to joke that way with your spouse, like behind closed doors, but don't say that to the fucking media, you dumb fuck. Like, what are you new here? Number one. Yeah. Number two, and then like
screenshots, she's like, are forever,
like she's defending it, and I'm like, you can only go so much, like stand by your man, you know, like I get that, but your man did something fucking dumb.
Yeah,
sorry.
And then he bragged about it,
and that's the thing, is that he wasn't even like, he was like, yeah, it was funny, I threw out her birth control because I wanted to start family, and like she didn't know that we were, and I was like, are you fuck, like that's not okay, dude.
No, it's not.
No,
okay,
bro. No,
eso no se hace.
I don't care if you're pretty,
pow pow,
and you're very pretty. I was rooting for you.
Very pretty. But yeah, no, not
no. So what are we talking about, Stephanie?
Oh, that was it. But there's, I got a ton.
I know you've got a month's worth of shit in this. I know you've got stuff you've got.
Hold on.
The elephant in the room is also available.
The what?
The elephant in the room.
I don't, there's a lot of them.
Keely.
Be specific.
Kylie.
Oh. That's not an elephant. Everybody knows about that.
I was just reading.
Allegedly.
Well, I was just reading while we were recording that guess who just confirmed it?
Yeah, but that's
Chris is going to be pissed.
Fake news. It's not true.
Who confirmed it?
Yeah, but nobody reputable is reporting that Caitlin confirmed it. The Sun, which is the British Inquirer, is saying that.
Because I saw it on Elle magazine.
No, that's a. It's they're just re-reporting. If you open the link, it says that the Sun is reporting that Caitlyn Jenner
because
they're also saying that like she found out on the internet and wasn't told herself, which that's
then you can't really confirm if nobody told you for real.
Kylie actually likes you.
Yeah, Kylie's like the last one left on your team. So
yeah, Kylie was on your shit show.
She was rooting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all rooting for you.
I don't know how I feel about...
So there's a couple of things with the Kylie pregnant thing. Allegedly Kylie pregnant thing. So a lot of people are treating this as if it's any other, like, really young, unwed mother.
Mm-hmm. How old is she finally?
She's 20.
Okay.
She's also a gazillionaire.
Right.
So
it's not like she's going to be struggling.
She's not going to be, like, on Teen Mom...
Oh my gosh, you know? She should totally be on 16 and pregnant.
She's not give Chris some time.
But you know what I mean? Like, she's not going to be on Team Mom. Like, in a lot of ways, she's a lot more mature than... I mean, I don't know what she's like as a person.
So right.
Like, that kind of mature, I don't
she
know.
She has her own
but
home.
She has two homes.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's not like she's living...
She has her own makeup company.
Like, she has... They've projected Kylie Cosmetics to make $1 billion by 2020.
Right.
That's no joke.
Did Whether she sell you, it?
No. Whether
she sold it.
No.
Chris wouldn't let her do that.
No. They would. They don't go outside the family. No, that's like confirmed. Like Spencer Pratt has said that the girls do not let Chris manage anybody. Because I was listening to a podcast with Spencer Pratt. I was listening to the Adderall and Compliments podcast where he was on a guest. And he's known them forever because Brody's one of his closest friends. And he's said that the girls have told her, like, that if she really wanted to, she could be, like, William Morris.
Yeah.
Like, CIA, like, big agent in Hollywood. And she isn't because the girls don't let her manage anybody other than them.
Because you keep it in the family. It's the mafia.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I don't know what Kylie's like as a human being. Maybe she's super immature, like emotionally or whatever. But in as far as like
business wise
and financially, she's fine. Like this kid is not this. I mean,
like, she's not a dumb cheerleader that got pregnant from having sex in the back of her boyfriend's truck. Like, sorry.
Hey, that happened to some people.
That happened to people we knew.
I'm like, that could have happened to somebody I know. I'm not sure.
So she didn't drive 3 hours to go lose her virginity, okay?
I remember that. I every time drive to Orlando and
me
we
too.
Pass through Indian
me
River
too.
County, I think about that story.
Me
every
too.
Single time.
Every single time. I'll tell you off mic.
I know. I context clues.
Every time.
Context clues.
Oh, finally.
Yes, I've got this.
Oh, you know what context
now she's using context.
Jesus Christ. So whether or not it was an unplanned pregnancy is none of our A, nobody's business. B,
do you really think it's unplanned? The Kardashians do nothing unplanned.
Well, I don't necessarily think it was planned. I don't think this is somebody she hasn't been with that guy for that long. But I mean, I think there's a good chance that it's not a planned pregnancy. But regardless, if it is or isn't, like, that's her. That's
her boo.
I mean, it's her business.
It's her business.
Her uterus, her opinion, whatever. But they announced it like right before season 10 of the Kardashians.
I'm still holding out that Kylie is Kim's surrogate.
I don't know.
No, I know it's not.
That,
but... whole,
that girl's body is her fucking moneymaker. Yeah. Like, no. There's no way. Not to say that pregnancy ruins the body. Whatever. It changes it, though. Like, yes. She...
And she literally is making her money off of
her fucking Instagram. Off of her body. Off of, like, sexy pictures and sexy shoots. Like, she's not gonna go and get pregnant for her sister... to give the baby to somebody else. Like, that's not...
That's a Malika job.
Exactly.
That's a Malika job. And it's now a Jordan
job. And it's not a new Jordan job. Like, Auntie Kylie's Malika.
Exactly. So, I don't think that's the case. But...
I don't know. I'm not convinced that it's not planned. Like, I don't think it's...
I feel like maybe the announce... I don't know. It just seems like it announced, or like the TMZ leak was right before...
confirmed anything.
But the TMZ leak... Oh, please. You think Chris lets anything leak by mistake?
No, I don't. But like this morning...
Especially
on
this big.
I don't. But no, I know. But like this morning on Ryan and Kelly. Hey. Ryan texted her. Ryan Seacrest texted Kris Jenner on air, mm-hmm. and was like, "No one's confirmed anything." Was her answer to him. So,
I mean, so tune in for the special.
I know. Tune into season 10 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I know what they're doing.
Life of Kylie. They're trying to get season 2 of Life of Kylie. Is what they're trying to do.
So bringing up baby.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that being said.
So can we discuss?
That's probably going to work out as well as Rob in China.
Can we discuss Sophia? Well, that's neither here nor there. Richie,
yeah, sure.
I put forward.
She's fucking 19 years old, and I get
15 years younger than Scott Disick.
No, and I get she's also a celebrity kid, so they grow up.
Celebrity kid that has a lot of money.
They grow up fast.
They do,
but it's like
Chloe once said this about Kendall Jenner. She was like, Kendall's been on private jets with Karl Lagerfeld. She was 16. She lives a different life than the average teenager does.
That's fine.
But
you don't. He's still 15 years older. What the fuck do they have in common?
Well, in the defense of this relationship, Scott Disick is probably the mentality of 21-year-olds.
Dambing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm technically, you know, she's young, but she's an adult. She can make her own fucking decisions, you know? Yeah.
Like, everybody's
not going after a minor.
Or but so we still, know he waited just till she...
But he has a daughter.
He has three.
He has one daughter.
He has three kids. Imagine, because if you tell your... If you're like, oh, if your son, when he's whatever, 15... Like, dating somebody 15 years younger, of course he's going to be like, yeah. But, like, if you think your daughter's dating a man 15 years her senior, you think about it differently.
I think all the fight is out of Lionel Richie.
But yeah,
Nicole took too much out of him. Hey, Nicole was high on cocaine and driving the wrong way down the freeway. He's done.
Nicole, like he used all his parenting juju on Nicole,
and Nicole is now.
And Nicole turned out great. She did. Considering she turned out.
She's
great.
A mom.
All
she's
like considering.
And now she's making a comeback because she's on.
Yeah, I keep seeing her on the promos for that show.
The good news.
Yeah, the show looked kind of like whatever, but now that they've got Tina Fey on board. I'm in.
I've always had Tina Fey.
Yeah.
I thought she just came in the season.
No.
She was writing an EP, but she's on the actual, like, she's going to be
Yeah,
on
like, her
show.
Face is going to be on right, it now. Right, so no. I was like, oh,
but she's like the Jack Donaghy of
yeah,
the
basically.
That's why I'm like, I'm in, because, like, I was, like, okay with, like, I was like, that's a chick from Second City is playing the mom. And then, like, the girl was like, okay, whatever, this is meh. But now I'm like, okay. But, and, like, I love her and freaking, She's not with Benji. Is she with Benji?
No, she's with Joel. Benji is Cameron Diaz.
See, I always mix them up. That's why I have to remember.
Well, they're twins.
Well, I mean, the names. I still remember the first time I met those two, and it was the funniest thing I think it was like the funniest like celebrity sighting that I've ever had.
Did you see how Chrissy just name dropped right there?
Oh, I didn't really know them. It has nothing to do with like ever meeting them.
The names.
No, but like I will never forget. Like it was at a like,
see, but Chrissy met them like as an actual adult, whereas we were like kids, and we would have lost our shit.
Oh,
if
for
we
sure.
Were
well, the
them.
Thing is that I met them.
That was high time for that shit.
Well, I didn't know who the fuck they were. When I met them, because
we
were at, it was an NSYNC challenge for the children.
Right, at Nikki Beach, you said, right?
I remember seeing people and I was like, oh my God, look, it's the cast of the 70s show. I still have a disgusting crush on Denny Masterson.
He's a Scientologist.
I know.
Run the fuck away from that.
Seriously. I know this, but he's still...
Go the other way.
Yeah. But like, I remember seeing like,
find
oh my
Wilmer,
God, look,
Wilmer Valderrama.
And look, it's he was there too. And I was like, look, it's Cameron Diaz, because that's when she was dating Justin Timberlake. That gave you some time frame there. And Lance Bass was there, and that's why I was really... following.
So he didn't want you.
I know he didn't. I wanted at that point he had already come out.
Oh, bueno.
So I knew this. I just wanted to be his assistant. I still haven't figured that one out. And then I saw Gabrielle Union, and Gabrielle Union is just flawless.
She looks the same.
Flawless.
Yeah, she looks the same from like Bring It On to now. No, she looks same. The same.
And there was these two guys, I'll never forget that.
Hashtag
they were like,
black don't crack.
Yeah. That they were like all you know, alternative and like with their Dickies shirts and their like headbands and,
like, emo
and tatted up. And like, they were just like these two guys just in the corner, like by the like downstairs bar, like not by like the real bar.
Like, you know, I've never been to Nikki Beach.
Oh,
so I have no idea what you're referencing.
I've walked by it.
It was this like
I've walked by it. I've walked
like
outside
a small,
of it, but I haven't been inside.
It was like an overflow bar, like a little bar that they put because of the event in the corner that like they could serve you drinks, but it wasn't like the bar,
right?
And like there's just these two guys that standing there, and I was just like, "Who the fuck are these guys?" And my friend's like, "That's Good Charlotte," and I go, "Who?"
I love them.
And I was like,
oh, I'm sorry they didn't play at the original Independence Day fair.
Granted, years later, or like a year later. Yeah.
I broke her.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, that was a good one.
But like, year later, maybe like a couple months later is when I heard their single. They hadn't dropped their first album yet. Okay. They were trying to get use this group to they were like the opening act kind of deal of the concerts or like the events and stuff like that. Freaking Beverly, whatever her name is, from
Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, was
I
there.
Love her.
I do too.
She was there. This is the time frame that we're talking about, people. And so I was like, who are these guys? They're like, oh, there's it. And I'm like, and like the people told us, all of us were just like, okay, haven't heard the song. Years and months later, we hear the song. We're like, oh, those guys are by the bar. They look like children. And they looked so miserable.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Like, that was the thing. So you saw this was like such a
like a PR move.
Like, yeah, no, in the event, like everybody was schmoozing and everybody was like talking to each other. And it was a mutual admiration. It was like basically like the Mutual Admiration Society.
Right.
Like everybody was like, you're awesome, you're awesome. And then there's these like two guys in the corner like, what the fuck are we doing here? These people are posers and blah, blah, blah. And like the man and blah, blah, blah.
And drink my
One of you married Nicole Richie, okay?
Yeah, so and the other one was with
a poser,
Cameron Diaz, who was there.
And before you were with Nicole Richie, let's not forget Joel Madden. You were with Hilary Duff, so
the poster child,
exactly. Mm-hmm. For all that shit that you hated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I have one more thing that I want to bring up, just because in just as a not only as a human being but as a wedding planner, this bothers the shit out of me.
Okay.
So this is one of these like Q&A things. It says, daughter's friend being in wedding is the title. Okay. My 27-year-old daughter and her best friend Katie have been best friends since they were 4. Katie practically grew up in our house.
Oh, I read this.
And is like a daughter to me. My daughter recently got engaged to her fiance and announced that Katie would be the maid of honor. Katie's boyfriend is also a good friend to my future son-in-law. The problem is that Katie walks with a pretty severe limp due to a birth defect, not an underlying medical issue. She has no problem wearing high heels and has already been fitted for the dress, but I still think it would look unsightly if she's in the wedding procession. Chrissy just like threw her phone. Procession limping ahead of my daughter. I mentioned this to my daughter and suggested that maybe Katie could take video or hand out programs while sitting. So she doesn't ruin the aesthetic aspect of the wedding. My daughter is no longer speaking to me. We were never that close.
Anybody shocked?
But this is her big wedding and I want it to be perfect. All of the other bridesmaids will look gorgeous walking down the aisle with my daughter. Is it wrong to have her friend sit out?
So wait, you and your daughter weren't even close?
This is what, there's a lot of things that are very confusing about this statement. Number one, she says that the girl like grew up in her house because the kids have been friends since they were 4.
Right.
But if you...
If your kids have been friends since they were 4, you would know Katie's mom.
Right. You would know Katie's mom. You would like not suggest this.
Right. Like, I love your boys. Like, they were mine. So, God forbid, like, one of them started limping.
Or gets into an accident or something and has some kind of, like
for whatever reason, they start limping.
Damage or whatever.
I would be like, oh my God, pobrecito, what can I do to help you? I would know all those details. And I wouldn't be like, that's unsightly.
So then my other thing with this is that how I'm not even getting into the fact that this is a terrible human being yet. I'm just like
disgusting.
I'm
and
just
she's
going through
scum.
The details of this point. Like I'm just kind of picking apart the story to how all of your things don't make sense. That being said, if you're not that close with your daughter,
why are you giving a fucking opinion?
Why are you
That's probably why you're not close to your daughter opinion. Because you don't want to shut your fucking mouth.
Or also, like, did this girl really grow up in your house if you're not?
Well,
I don't get it.
Just to that, maybe. I mean, at 4 years old.
Yeah, the falling out could have been
In the teens and the
20s. Yeah, like, I mean, the parents got divorced.
Clearly giving unsolicited advice is a thing that you do. And people don't take kindly to shit like that. So I understand why you're not close, because I wouldn't want to be close to you either.
See, and I have an issue with, like, and we see that, and forget about, not that I'm going to
not I don't want to brush it under the table, because
just put a pin in it for
the
now.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a pin in the fact that this girl has a disability or a limp that or
she's a physical imperfection.
Thank
because
you.
We don't even know if it's a disability.
Exactly.
She could just have like
what's it called?
That heel thing, heel spurs, and that hurts when you walk.
She says that she doesn't have an underlying medical issue and that she walks and wears heels fine. She's just walks with a limp.
That maybe she has a leg that, like, I don't know, one's longer than the other. Quién sabe? It happens.
We just get her two different size heels so that they balance out. I'm sorry, that's a joke, but that's insensitive.
But, like, forget, let's forget that.
I'm not trying to kick somebody out of a wedding. So.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing is, like, it. I hear this so many times. And I guess it's just different personalities or, like, a different what a wedding is to people. Because to me, my wedding was being surrounded by the people I care about.
Didn't we talk about this before?
I think we had
a bride that made the bridesmaids sign contracts that like you couldn't get pregnant. Yeah. You couldn't.
Oh, but that's an old thing. Like that's
right. But when, I mean, we've talked about like bridal parties before.
Like, listen, I wanted like at my wedding, we had talked about this. My bridesmaids were all shapes and sizes because it was people that I cared because about. It wasn't people, about whatever.
Are I'm all more shapes and sizes.
Listen, when I'm looking back at my pictures, I'm more concerned about the friendships that I have. And I'm not looking at their size. I'm looking like, is this bitch still my friend?
I read something recently also about that a bride made, most of her bridesmaids were brunette and she was a blonde. But one of the other bridesmaids was not like blonde, but like dirty blonde, like a dark blonde, light brown. And she was like in this bridal form asking if it was okay to ask the one bridesmaid to dye her hair brown so that she would be the only blonde in the wedding.
Why are people so gross?
I remember going to a wedding and seeing brides, like this was back in when we were like just graduated college. We went to a wedding and the dresses.
Before or after the signing of the Magna Carta?
Hit her.
I love you.
The dresses were hideous. Like hideous. And they were like three quarters.
You were in this one?
No. Oh. We went to the wedding and like I remember sitting with my friend and going, what the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was Muslim skirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like bell out skirts, and then the top was like a fitted crushed velvet V-neck with a plume like a scalloped end,
uh-huh,
and three-quarter sleeves.
What the actual fuck?
And it was in burgundy. And I remember just looking at my friend and going, what are we looking at? What is this? And like,
what is this? What's happening? What's going on?
What is happening here? I'm like, I don't understand. And then later on, like, we were talking to the bride, like, as she's going around the tables and stuff like that. And she's like, I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And like,
was her dress nice or was her dress fucking hideous?
No, it was a very generic, you know, just
off the rack.
Like very generic, you know, wedding dress, like, you know, that's just
nothing spectacular.
Nothing spectacular, nothing to, and but she looked nice, whatever. Mm. And I remember us going, she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys came and this is that. We're like, yeah, we're having a great time, blah, blah, blah. She goes, isn't it beautiful? And we're like, yeah, everything looks great. And she goes, aren't the bridesmaids' dresses just amazing? And we just look at her with this face and she goes, I know, right? She goes, this other person told me to make sure that the dresses were hideous so that I was the best looking person here.
Oh my
God. Who would volunteer that information?
I just looked. I was like,
you know what though? At least I have respect for that shit that she actually had admitted it.
I guess.
Nobody would.
But I was like, and I looked at my friend and I go, do the bridesmaids know this?
Probably.
I'm sure they do because they had to wear the piece of shit dress.
No. Do they know that it was like.
On purpose?
On purpose. Because some people just have tacky fucking taste. Because some people just don't know what looks good. Because I saw another dress, and like my friend showed me a dress that she had to wear for a wedding. And I was like, girl, I love you, but you look like you're 500 pounds right now. Because the dress had like layers on it, and it was like, and it just looked huge on her. And she goes, I know. I'm like, why would she put this on you? And the girl was already a big girl. She goes, why would she put this on you? She goes, oh, because she took this girl to try on the bridesmaid's dress. So like, pick the bridesmaid's
dress. Took, like, the skinny one?
And she brought the 120-pound, 5'4" one.
Right.
To try on the dresses. So on her, everything looks spectacular. And the dress looked okay on her, and it still looked kind of made her look big, but you put it on like a bigger girl.
Right.
Hideous. But yeah, I would never forget that as long as that girl said that to me, and I was just like, holy fucking shit. You've got no fucking shame about this, do you? My guy.
Well, at least she had no shame about it.
You be you, boo boo.
Well, at least like my cousin got married in North Carolina, and I was a bridesmaid. And so she got married in North Carolina. So there's no way that I'm going to be like, oh, we have a bridesmaid's fitting today. Oh, we have this today, and we have this. I'm like, I'm in Miami. There's no way I can be there for everything. But she made sure. She's like, hey, Vanessa, which of these dresses would look better on you? And she sent me like 5 pictures.
Were you pregnant during this one?
No. Sophie was a flower girl.
Oh, I thought you were pregnant with Oliver already with that one. And for some reason.
Oliver was here.
No, oh, Oliver stayed with Neri.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's right.
Just I remember this.
I thought you were pregnant.
No. That Oliver stayed with Neri for this one.
No. She like sent me pictures of her sister who's a curvier girl and then her sister-in-law who's like un palillo, like tall and skinny. So she was like, this is what they look like on everybody. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, I like this one, and this one. And they ended up picking, like the 3 that I picked, one of the ones that I picked was the one that everybody got to wear. And it was just like a one shoulder, like A-line skirt. That was really pretty.
I had like 4 or 5 different like dress picking outings because one of my big thing was I wanted everybody in the same dress. So I was like, okay, what group can come to this one? Like we would find, okay, these are the top ones. Okay, the next group. Because I wanted something that like everybody, because I know that like, yeah, like they could have worn different ones and stuff like that. But like that was just like my thing. It was like I wanted, it was so hard to find black and white dresses that I liked in general.
Right.
That to find one that everybody fit in and looked good in, that was my thing. Like, and I had big girls in my wedding, but I'm like, I didn't care that they were big.
But some people purposely pick people for their bridesmaids that like are skinny and like they won't put like maybe you've been best friends with, you know, maybe your cousin and you are super close, but she's like curvier, so you don't want her in your, like people do that. Like
no,
I'm not saying it's right, but it happens. I mean,
so like I know people do that for weight and stuff like that. But and then like we have a mutual friend that has a limp, and if we were closer, I would like not have even qualms about, like she's not in my wedding just because we weren't there at that time. Mm-hmm. But like I would never have thought, oh, you know, you can't walk down the aisle,
right? No,
because
never.
Not
that shallow. Like on the contrary, I feel like if your bridesmaids look shitty in their dress, that makes the whole wedding party look shitty.
And that's what I didn't get.
I don't understand that logic.
It doesn't have to be like a couture, you know, spectacular gown.
No,
but like get something that's pretty and like an A-line strapless or an A-line one shoulder. That like looks good on everybody. Like, you know, that's pretty universally flattering, like despite your dimensions, so like that doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't know. Your pictures are gonna look like shit in 20 years.
Exactly. Your pictures are gonna look like shit, but even not in 20 years. Your picture gonna look like shit a year from now when you get fucking sense knocked into you, and you're like, wow, these girls look so fucking ugly. I can't look at these pictures because their dresses are just hideous. Like that's not, why would you do that?
Listen, you're gonna have enough of a problem dealing with the friends that you don't talk to that are in your wedding pictures.
True.
Sorry.
Hashtag too real. anybody's really good at Photoshop, let me know. I have a job.
We need things.
My entire wedding album needs to be done again.
I need to be in that picture.
Yeah. If we just need to Photoshop
faces.
Like some people that just need to be there now.
Anyway. I'm good. I mean, I don't know if you guys wanted to. I mean, there's other stuff, but we could probably have another, with all the crap I have in here, we could probably have like another hour's worth of podcast. So
we're recording Friday.
Well, okay, real quick, before we like get into the wine, because we're almost done. I want to ask you guys, because it's our anniversary episode, what has been like your favorite moment throughout the year?
I'm not getting
year?
Mushy.
No, is this what you want mushy. From me? No, I'm not mushy. I don't want mushy. I want to know what your favorite, like either your favorite episode or like your favorite thing that we've talked about, like something that you reflect on. You're like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Not Q, because I know we all had a blast with Q. So,
yeah, but I feel like that's unfair because that was really, that's like recent super memory. Recent.
Exactly. That's why so, I'm going to excuse. We love you, Q. You are our number one choice, but that's not fair to everybody else. So, 1B.
I know this is going to sound okay. First of all, like my favorite thing is every Friday night.
Yes, I agree.
Because getting to like get out.
Oh, yeah, I just want to leave.
And getting.
I just want you guys to come here.
Yeah, and like being able, like we miss it. Like when it doesn't happen and we can't record, it's like.
We have, and we haven't recorded in a couple of weeks, like all three of us
together. All three of us together, yeah.
It's been rough. I mean, I probably would say the same thing. And as far as like things that we've done, like, and this is not like is putting any one guest over the other, but like I think I had a great time with Annie. Like I
was just
great
thinking that
fucking time with Annie.
We were giggly.
So, yeah,
we were so giddy with Annie.
So
and she loves to wear her wigs. That was so much fun.
Was so much so, fun. Which, by the way.
Soon.
There will be a part two to that.
Yeah, there's gonna we're bringing Annie back soon. So, but anyway,
yeah,
that I think has been like the most fun episode maybe that we've done.
Yeah, that was really fun. But even
and again, that's not to like knock on any of our other guests. Of course, all of our guests have been great,
especially since some of our guests are like close personal friends.
Yeah. Like I will tell you, like the first, like our first guest, like our first guest was Mike.
Yeah.
No,
like
Patty.
Our first like non-friend guest.
Oh yeah, non-friend guest. Yeah, our like, first non-friend guest was Mike.
Like
yeah.
You knew him. Neither of us knew who the hell he was. So it was like we ate way too much food.
We ate way too much food and we drank too much way too much wine.
But like, and with Annie, like none of us knew Annie.
Right. No. That was like... We didn't knock on her. Oh, you know who else was fun? It was Gina. Oh,
Gina was great.
Gina was great. Intimidating as fuck.
Oh my
God. No, Gina was intimidating at first.
We intimidating ourselves.
Yeah, I think we psyched ourselves out.
I think
out
we
with
did
Gina.
Too. And we were just like, oh,
she just ended up being super cool.
Yeah.
So that was.
Yeah. But we walked in there like, oh my God.
Gina, this is a real. This is a real grown up house.
Yeah.
That's just what I remember what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, real grown ups live here.
Well, they also live like right on the fucking water.
Well,
like,
yeah. That house was incredible.
Like, I could have just hung out in their backyard.
Oh yeah. My God, yes. Like that was a really fun episode too, I think. My favorite, besides like my favorite thing of like us being together on Fridays, is I love that our relationships, I'll get mushy for you, our relationships have gotten so much stronger this past year. And we've expanded our teensy little circle. And Missy now, we're all so much closer. Well, you've known Missy forever. But yeah. Christy and I have gotten so much closer to Missy past year. Mm-hmm. I love you, boo-boo. Beautiful little butterfly. So it's been like, and you know, like guests, our friends send us wine and just like, I don't know. Like we got nominated for an award.
Yeah,
like,
that's super cool.
So much fun. Like, this has been so much fun.
I mean, we got signed to a network, too. That was in, like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so.
We're on Acast now. And, like, people like us. They really like us.
Yeah.
They nominated us for an award.
I wasn't expecting
that. Oh, my God. We have two new reviews.
Oh,
I like reading our reviews.
Are they Kaka reviews?
No, like, one, they're amazing.
Do we know who they are?
No, we don't know these people.
Yay! Oh, my God.
People, we don't know.
This is so perfect timing for this conversation.
Literally, it just came up.
Good. What do they say?
So, there's Kelly Sue 86.
Nope, don't know who that is.
On August 25th. So, okay. Recent, five stars. She says, this podcast is like sitting with a bunch of mom friends. It's funny, honest, and insightful. I love how real the mamas are and that they are honest about their struggles with their husbands and children. I look forward to the release of their podcast every week. Keep it up, ladies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yay.
And then Savannah.
Kelly Sue. Thank you, Kelly Sue.
And then Savannah Stone. on September 12th. So like,
oh my God.
Right. That's my anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, happy
another five star. Everything about why are you ang her anniversary?
Because because I haven't seen her in a really long time and all these things are coming out.
She goes, non-mama and she loves this podcast.
See you on Sunday.
Whatever, bro.
You sold us out. We were all supposed to go makeup shopping together.
This is true.
That was one of, that was like, I was feeling terrible that day.
You blamed it on Dave.
I know.
So, but it was way to change your story.
I was blaming you.
Sorry, Savannah Sue. What's up, Savannah
Stone?
Stone.
Kelly Sue. This is Savannah Stone. She goes, everything about
that. Sounds like a superhero name.
It does.
I wonder, is she related to Emma?
Probably, I don't know, but
probably not.
She has a superhero name. Everything about this podcast is great, from the wine selections to the occasional special guests. I have no kids, but I'm a cool auntie that works overnight, so I listen to this along with four other Geek Bro podcasts to keep me entertained
and awake. Awesome.
It's because of the ladies that I branched out and gave the other podcasts a
yes! Boys, you owe us something pretty.
You're welcome.
You owe us something pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
You are welcome.
We did that for you.
You're welcome, boys. You're very welcome.
Yeah, it just came up and I was like, what is this?
That's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
Was that it? Was that the end of her review?
It was two. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh,
she said, and I'm so glad I did.
I feel so warm and special inside. Christy's nodding. She's agreeing with me.
Oh, sorry, that was a nonverbal. but yeah, I just noticed, I was like, because they changed the format of the podcast app.
They did?
Yeah, and I just have to read, which, by the way, listeners.
Oh, I haven't updated the new.
I haven't gotten prompted to update, but I was sick, so if I update
it's there.
I'm pretty sure my phone will die.
Done it.
Yeah, and just as an FYI, if you have your podcast app and you have us subscribed, check your subscription, because I just had to resubscribe to us.
Really?
Yes, because of the new update.
Oh.
But it tells you like the best episodes so far, like the ones that like the two
ones that
top.
Have like, the most hits?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, cool.
At least on my thing.
Me?
I need to update
our first one. Our first one is still trending and
whatever.
Cool.
But then I noticed that they said 15 reviews instead of 13, and I was like, wait a minute, it's been on 13 forever.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, well, thank you so much for the reviews.
You also might like Mount Geekmore. What's up, bro?
So thank you, Kelly Sue and Savannah Stone.
Thank you, ladies. We love your faces.
That's cool.
Okay, so
the boys owe us something pretty.
Yeah, they do. They owe us each something pretty, because
I just got a present yesterday. That means I can't get another one.
Yes, you can, because it's completely unrelated to that.
Yeah. This is a thank you for getting us more listeners present.
Remember that. Exactly. Totally unrelated.
So let's talk about our wine, you guys.
This was really a nice wine.
Yes, it was. Just a reminder, we're drinking Once Upon a Vine. It is the Disney wine, I believe. I mean, it doesn't say is Disney it? Anywhere well, on it, but it's the one they sell in the parks.
Yeah, like Disney sells it.
It looks like, you know what it might be? It might be the wine for the show, because it looks
Yeah, it looks a lot like Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, like the woods in Once Upon a Time and the fonts.
Well, there's
so maybe it's like related to that.
But I know that like I've seen it. I remember when we stayed at the Coronado, that the Coronado lobby gift shop
had it.
When they had like, because they have like a little freezer with like some drinks and sodas and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on the side, I saw that they had wine bottles, and this was one of the wine bottles that I saw.
Well, I know like the Game of Thrones wine, when I was looking at the label says a product of Game of Thrones distributed by HBO. So that
right,
was like
this
official
doesn't
merch.
Say anything about that. This has like a website. It says thewinebar.com, and it's vinted and bottled by Faraway Vineyards. I love that. Faraway. Like a land far
away. I get
far,
it.
Okay,
well, you're looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking
no,
about?
No, that's just my face.
Listen. Oh, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
I've got so many people this weekend, like of my family, that just like haven't seen me in a while. Like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why?
It's just my face.
It's just my face, guys.
So I don't know. I'm trying to open thewinebar.com, but my internet's being stupid.
That's okay. Well,
okay. So again, it was the Once Upon a Vine. It's the one that they sell at Disney. We're drinking the Big Bad Red Blend. And again, this one was a gift from our friend Diana. And so everybody liked it.
It was very smooth, actually. Like I would happily drink more.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Went very well with our cookie dough.
As always. And my Swiss cake roll.
Because hashtag grown up. I mean, it does say that it has like chocolate flavors and ripe berry flavors in the wine.
I didn't love it with this though, because I had
with the cookie dough.
Yeah, I had a bite of the cookie dough and then a sip, and after I didn't like that combo. Separate, they're fine. I just didn't. I didn't love the combo, but I do like the wine itself. I liked it.
I did. I liked it a lot. I didn't eat anything right now because I just ate dinner and I'm really full still. But I really, really enjoyed it. Oh, that's an airplane. Okay, it's not a child. I need to go to bed, you guys.
Yeah.
So again, thanks, D. It was fantastic, and we love you for thinking of us. If you have a wine recommendation, something you want to share with us, if you want to tell us a story about your kids, if anything we say either struck a nerve or rang a bell with you, something you want to share, send us an email. We're at Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. It's the same also across all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat that we never use, and Tumblr. You can find all of our episodes on Acast and iTunes, and also, what is it? Geekbro.net.
Has it been that long?
No, I just get confused with Geekmore and Geekbro. And
no,
I'm like,
it's Geekbro.net.
What's the
right combination,
the right combo? Geekbro.net. You can find our episodes there. You can also find all of our sibling podcasts. What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, Comedy Fitness, Talking Geek. Am I missing anything?
I don't know.
I think I said everybody.
I think you said everybody.
Oh, and then Nary announced releasing Seasons, which is our brand new TV podcast.
Did he officially announce that?
He announced it on the last Woo Bro with stuff.
And the
just came out this week on
and the last Geekmore live.
Well, the Geekmore they talk. Well, yeah, okay. I heard about that. I heard them say something about it, but I didn't know.
He announced it on the Woo Bro released last week, so it's been a week.
Yeah,
from recording date, it's been a week.
So Seasons is going to be a cool concept. Yes. I don't know, like how
give the tagline,
how much they explained it on Woo Bro. But for those of you that did not listen to Woo Bro,
really well. It's Seasons, a TV podcast, mm-hmm. where you can relive your favorite TV shows one season at a time. I came up with that.
So basically what we're doing is we're recording an episode per season of a particular TV show.
Right.
And we're starting with Parks and Rec. It's mm-hmm. got to be a complete show, though. A show that has started and ended. We're starting with Parks and Rec, and it's a rotating panel. So I was on the first two. Christy was on the last two. Vanessa, I think you've been on all of them.
I think I've been on all of them. I think I missed the majority of one, but well,
You came in at the end of episode two, I think. Yeah. But yeah, so...
I just showed up when Ben Wyatt did.
So...
is anyone surprised?
No. Okay. So, but yeah, we have a whole bunch of shows that we want to do.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear us do any shows, once that podcast launches, I'm sure that'll have like
I'm
social
sure
media and
email
and the whole thing.
You can email us for now.
Well, no, there's already an Instagram. I don't know if there's a Twitter, but there is already an
there
Instagram.
There is an Instagram.
I'm sure there's already a Twitter.
There is an Instagram, but if you want to reach out to us in the meantime or whatever and suggest shows, yeah. I'm sure a lot of the shows that you are thinking about, we probably already have on our list, but maybe it's not. So go ahead and reach out to us if you want. If it was up to Dave, this would be an all Star Trek show.
Oh, of course it would be. All right, let's finish.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, battery died.
Good job.
So we're back, and we're just gonna finish up real quick. So, did you want to say something, Christy?
Well, no, I was gonna say, but apparently this will be out after the fact. But we will know. We've talked about it a couple times with everybody. Podcastawards.com. We are nominated for best podcast for kids and family.
Mm-hmm.
The awards is on September 30th. So
yeah, that's coming up. That's what 5 days from today.
Yeah.
So this Friday, yeah. Friday so or Saturday.
This is going to come out the 3rd of October.
Mm-hmm. The day after my son turns 3.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Now you know that.
I'm proud of
so
him.
We may
proud of all of my friends today.
Who knows? We may throw a bumper.
Right. I may throw in a bumper if, you know, we are an award-winning podcast.
Saturday.
Okay. I may throw in a bumper if I feel
yeah.
like
maybe if we do win, we'll let you know. And then maybe right after we say our goodbyes, you may hear a little word from us coming back in.
Yeah. So thanks so much for checking this out, you guys. They're right there, Stephanie. Your shoes are right there.
No matter what, thank you for being with
couch
us in our hiatus.
Shoe.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
We were displaced. We missed
that bitch
each other's
Irma.
Faces.
Yeah. That bitch Irma kicked me out of my house.
No, your father kicked you out of your house.
Because of that bitch Irma. So thanks for sticking through us through this tiny little break we had. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your love. And we are looking forward to another year.
Yeah. And more. So,
cheers to a year.
Cheers for a year.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.